My job? To take that most precious of gifts you give me, your attention, and use it against you.
Hit it! Okay, welcome to the Art of Phone Larking.
Oh, my God. You know what time it is?
Yes, sir. I'm well aware of what time it is.
Hit it!
Sir?
Yeah.
Okay. What's so damn funny? You're a faggot. That's what's funny.
So let me ask. May I ask a question?
Sure. Yeah, anything.
Exactly. How much longer are you expecting to sit here and listen to this before I hang up? Would most people just go ahead and hang up?
Can I ask you one more question?
Sure, go ahead.
Yeah, how many fingers can your wife take in her ass?
You know, your wife can get in on this, too, if you want. We can all have, like, a big orgy on that couch.
I'm not okay with that.
You're welcome to join us if you like.
Look, yeah, because I'm not wearing any clothes. I got company coming over. Make the meatloaf.
Jeannie, what would you say about Zeta's future?
Genital warts.
I'm a hacker. I hack computers. I have your profile up here.
No, I have uncles that, you know, would cut you guys all into pieces.
Listen to me. This is really important. Did you get a call from any of those people posting on Craigslist? You need to not listen to them if they call you. They're saying they're running an experimental lab.
We are electrocuting monkeys to test out a new lip gloss.
You what? You electrocuting monkeys?
Well, we're electrocuting some of them. In other ones, we're cracking a whip at.
Please delete my freaking number.
If I find you, I'm going to kick your ass because Dan just fucked me up and I didn't expect it. He has me the phone and he just fucked me up. What the fuck?
Ma'am, how big is your husband?
It's none of your fucking business.
Excuse me, ma'am. Don't use that language.
Hit it.
Yeah, thanks for calling me gay, asshole.
All right, welcome to another episode of The Art of Phone Larking. I am back. It was a nice couple of weeks, or was it 3 weeks almost? Hell, it was June the last time I did a show, so yay, I'm back. Kind of going to be an interesting show tonight. First of all, the only person I have on with me right now is Trainwreck. Trainwreck is a new buddy of mine. If you didn't know, the Lucas pranks, at least two of them. I think the third one sucked, so there was no reason to do it anyways. But two of them have been chopped up, and in a very creative way, might I add, and I uploaded them. So if you want to listen to the Lucas calls, which are now like a year old, if you want to listen to them, thank Trainwreck, and they are up and they are on. So thank you, Trainwreck, and welcome to my show.
Hello, everyone.
Trainwreck, he's from Quebec, right?
Yeah, correct. Yeah,
Quebec.
French-Canadian.
He is a French-Canadian.
Yeah.
Let's see. Oh, somebody's... Hey, Mike the Donnie. I think he wants in. Yeah, you can get in, Mike.
Come on down.
Let me add Mike the Donnie in right now. I haven't seen Dwight yet. I'm expecting him. I hope he shows up because one of my ideas was actually his idea. So, Mike the Donnie, welcome.
Thank you. What's up?
Hello, Mike.
We got a new person with us tonight, Trainwreck.
Hello.
Hello.
All right.
Yay, new people.
Yeah, new people, yeah. I always Yay. Like getting in new people. And you never know, like, it was almost going to be two new people tonight. I think he's going to be in next week. I think he's just going to go by Davey. I think that's, you know, how I know him. Davey, it's going to be awesome because Davey... And I shit you not, you know, everybody kind of, most of you probably know my YouTube. My oldest shit goes back to, like, Dave the Retarded Psychic and the Ignorant Gym Show and things like that. Davey was one of the first people to comment on it and say how awesome it is. And he had said, like, really cool comments before, like I've been listening to your show, or I've been listening to your shows and sharing them with people for the last 5 years. I love it. And then all of a sudden, when I came back and started doing stuff, he's like, "You guys are back!" You know, he was all happy. And, and so he started complimenting because if you guys hadn't paid attention during my break, I posted 21 new videos So I went back and I got a whole bunch of pranks and edited them up. So there's 21 new pranks. If you haven't listened to them, I went and grabbed some good ones. Some good ones and some oldies. So anyways, all of a sudden he started complimenting me on some stuff. And he actually, you know, I'm gonna go ahead and bring this up. So he actually sent me something really nice. And I was like, wow, dude, this guy's like a super mega fan. And I kind of realized, wow, I don't think he's listening to, you know, the podcast. I don't know, you know, even though it's posted that there's a podcast. I don't think he was aware of that. And damn it, where was?
Yeah, sometimes people get lost.
Yeah, and he, let's see if, shit, it might be, I don't know, maybe it's under this one. Show more. No. So anyways, he said, I'm not going to read it because it's going to take me a while to find it. But anyways, he said something really nice to me, which is, you know, he said he had some people, or somebody in his family had some medical issues, and, it was really kicking his ass. It sounded like he was spending a lot of time up at the hospital. And he actually thanked us. He said, thank you guys, because, you know, Jesus in a Dump Truck's kind of a one-man show, but I bring in so many people that he probably thinks it's a gang of internet misfits. But, And he thanked us and said that, you know, even during times when, you know, it felt like his world was falling in on him, basically, it was nice to have something that would, you know, put a smile on his face and bring him to the ground. And I was like, wow, man, that's pretty touching. And I remembered him commenting for years. I've had my account up for 2007. He probably first commented back then. So anyways, I said, you know, you should, you know, listen to my show live. I said, if you want on, you can be on. And apparently he runs his own show, but it's not a prank show. It's just some little, you know, like
talk
this.
Show.
Yeah, and I think it looks like he does Let's Play videos and stuff like that, so maybe it's that kind of thing. So he said he'll have no problem. He goes, yeah, and I said, you know, if you want on, I let people on pretty randomly, and you're like my oldest fan, you know, so if you want on. And he was like, wow, cool, man, I'll give you some laughs too. But he was out of town, just got home, so he said, can I come on next week? I said, you're more than welcome. So next week we're going to have this. I'm pretty excited, just because the concept of having fans wasn't something I was kind of expecting when I started editing fucking pranks. And
you're a legend.
Yeah, far from that. But but it's interesting when you got somebody who, you know, goes out of their way to give you a hell of a compliment like that. So that's awesome. So there's two of my notes introducing new people, and just going through my show updates for a second. Oh, let me see if I can get Arby on. Arby actually has some audio. Give me just a second here, guys. I forgot about that. Where are you, buddy? There he is. All right. So I'm going to... Hopefully he's on, because he has the audio, and I have a bitch of a problem playing audio. I got to really work on my system. But it was pretty... trying to do a live prank, where Arby was doing the call, and I was doing... trying to do the video recording. There's no video, mainly because when I stopped recording is when the action happened, and it was pretty interesting. Plus, when I went and looked at what I did record, I need a way better setup. I was like 60 yards away, and I had a fucking six-year-old fucking video phone. So, welcome, RBCP. You hung up on... Oh, shit. What happened?
I think he hung up.
Oh, okay. No, I had something pop up, so I thought maybe something screwed up here.
Okay.
Hello.
Hello. Welcome.
Hey.
You know what it is, Dryad? You just didn't pay your monthly dues to Patreon.
Yeah.
I don't have no audio. You never sent it to me.
No, you had the audio, didn't you?
It's in demand.
Yeah, I sent it to you, and I deleted it.
Oh, I thought you still had it. Okay, no. My boner's gone.
Sorry.
No, but, well, okay.
I blame you.
We'll just tell the story, because the audio was pretty much, RBCP calls up, and if you guys remember last year, Ice Goose, when I was on vacation last year, I had Ice Goose call the same hotel and tell him that he was saying he was sorry because he just pissed in their fountain. They had this, like, little nice fountain outside, and he said he just pissed in it and got the guy all pissed off, and it was hilarious. Well, I thought, well, let's do some shit like that this year, but I'm going to go record it. Their fountain's turned off, and now it looks like crap. So Arby says, yeah, this, your fountain looks like crap. It said something about, so I took a shit in it. I'm going to shit it right now. The guy's like, yeah, whatever, and hangs up. Arby calls back, and I'm across the street, like, it's like four lanes of traffic, and I'm across the street trying to look nonchalant and record, and fucking, he keeps pissing the guy off, right, and the guy's like, yeah, yeah, whatever, yeah, yeah, and then we thought he hung up, and I was like, he said, I'm going to call the cops, and then Arby, I thought he'd hung up, and I said, oh, yeah, cop's riding by on his bike right now because it's some tourist trap area, and the guy goes, I got you guys, I got you now, or something, and we're like, hello? And I'm sitting there, and now all of a sudden I look out of the corner of my eye because I'd stopped recording at this time, and this big-ass burly motherfucker's on his phone, on his, you know, cordless phone. He's marching around, he's looking in all directions, so I'm on my phone, and I'm just like, holy shit, and I'm like, don't want it, because I kind of don't want to get beat up. And so I'm like, holy shit. He's like, hurry! You can tell how irate he was. I am so lucky he didn't think that the guy, 35-year-old across the street, was pranking him. Because he would have came over and punched the shit out of me. Which would have been hilarious if we would have had that audio. Mm-hmm. But
no, it's not a real prank if you don't get punched in the face.
Yeah, exactly. I would have.
That's true.
I would have truly become a legend. The guy who got punched in the face because the RBCPU did a prank. But I wish I would have had the video, but the video looked like crap. I got to get a better setup and get closer, apparently, or zoom in or something. But it was pretty funny. That dude was so fucking pissed, and he was marching around looking all over the place. It was crazy. But yeah, anyways, I thought you still had the audio. But yeah, I think you tried to send it to me one day, and then I didn't receive it because I wasn't home.
And oh, so, yeah. I should have
said something, but I didn't. So I just thought you had it. So it's not a big deal. I just thought we would play it just so you could hear that one moment where he goes, I got you, motherfucker, or something like that. And I'm like, hello? Because I thought he hung up.
Well, it's probably in my trash on my computer, but yeah, it's not chopped up into bits. So it would
be like 25 minutes of me talking to you then. But yeah, it would have been great.
I don't want to accidentally play the part where we were bad mouthing Carlito and Enigma.
Yeah, I know. You're talking about starting up our own prank site.
Yep.
Our own prank networking. To get everybody, you know.
Yeah. We don't want that to get out.
Yeah, that's a big secret.
Not until it's ready for launch.
So don't tell anybody.
Yeah.
Wait, are we on the air?
Yeah. Yeah, but no, it would have been. I would have been really crazy because I have age benefiting me, you know, where the guy probably didn't think it was me. But imagine if there would have been some like teenager or some dude who's like 20 out there on his cell phone, I bet you would have walked up and shoved him or something. That dude was pissed, man. He was marching around like a fucking mad ape. It was hilarious.
He definitely takes his job way too seriously.
Yeah. I mean,
he's fucking like a desk guy, a front desk guy.
Yeah. No
what
shit.
Do you care?
Yeah, no kidding. But, yeah, whatever. And then we just, there was a couple other pranks that I wanted to do while we were up there, but when you're on vacation with your family, your wife and your two kids, you got to kind of balance how much time you're not with them, you know. So it just didn't happen. But I'll probably, if it's okay with you, RBCP, I would like to sometime in the short future do one of these type of video pranks. Maybe I go to a Walmart or something like this. I think that would be really sweet because those have real good potential, like yours with Stacy did that time. That.
Yeah, the video she will never ever send me.
Yeah. Which is sad because that dude was fucking angry.
Yeah, that was a good call.
That dude was all, what the fuck was on her? And she actually says, I'm scared or something like that, or I want to get out of here or something like that.
Well, the problem with that is, Jayad, is you have to get RBCP to actually do a live show.
No. See, we don't have to do a live show. All I got to do is call him live. We weren't doing a live show when we were doing this other one. We just edited it up. If it would have turned out, we would have edited it up and put it out.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, if you want to hang out, Arby, you can. Otherwise, you can just listen. It's up to you. Your call.
It's gonna interfere with my my video game playing.
I hear you. So. Somebody says that is an Arby. Yes, it is, Matthew.
You'll get banned from GTA again.
All right.
It's a soundboard.
Yeah, it's my RBCP soundboard. Yeah. All right. Well, thanks for jumping in. Yeah, I thought you had the audio, but it's cool. It wasn't great audio anyway. So
yeah, I'm sorry. I thought you had it.
No. Yeah. Not a big deal.
I think it's Trainwreck's fault.
Yeah, I'm blaming Trainwreck. He's the new guy.
Thanks a lot, jerk.
Hey, Arby.
What?
I got your book.
Oh.
Yay.
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 It's pretty good. It is a good book.
Yeah.
So do I have to pay the full price to get the book?
Do you actually got to pay double?
Oh, okay.
Nobody. He takes zero yeah. for you.
There you go.
So if you send him double, he'll send you a book. And then,
and some random other things.
Yeah, usually. Yeah, I hope you're into Magic the Gathering, because I've never received a package from Arby that didn't have Magic the Gathering cards.
Hey, as long as I don't get glittery stickers, I'm okay.
Yeah, glittering.
Yeah. I'm running low on Magic cards.
Are you?
Not you know what? Long, how about this? I'll send you some Magic cards, and then we'll do like a trade.
Okay, all right. Magic cards for books. That's perfect.
All right, well, thanks for calling in, Arby, and hopefully I get some good calls in. I'm surprised Dwight ain't around yet, so.
He's always here. He'll be here.
All right, I will talk to you later, buddy. All right, so.
Also, I probably won't be around next week.
What'd you say?
I probably won't be around next week.
Oh, okay. That's all right. Not a big deal. Well, I can always whip together some kind of show, and then when I have no prank calls to do, I just sit and talk for the first 20 minutes. No, I'm just kidding. All right, on to the ads. This is the last announcement before we'll start doing calls. I did some ads this week. There's two different subjects I have going on. I decided to write down the ads because I thought they were kind of unique. The first ad is, this was actually an idea from Dwight, and it was trying to pay people to be your best friend, right? And so, I'll read the ad. $2,000 a month to be my best friend. That's right. I need a best friend, and I'm willing to pay $2,000 a month for you to be my best friend. I will expect that you hang out with me 15 to 20 hours a week. I'm available most any hours and like to have conversations about GoBots, substandard restaurant bathrooms, and killer cactus robot movies. If you are interested, please send me your name, number, and we can talk about the details. Thanks, Ryan Token. Which, I didn't know if I would get any response, because that made it seem silly, and I got a shitload, but I did also have people saying, don't you got something better to scam with, stupid? Like that.
$2,000 is a lot of money.
Well,
yeah, $2,000 is.
And who likes to have conversations about substandard restaurant bathrooms? All right.
You had me sold at the killer cacti robot.
Yeah, exactly. another person, another ad that I'd placed. This is for models needed. $1,500 per shoot, and it says, we are looking for models to be in a magazine that is targeting the southern markets. If you are interested, please send your contact info and photos you would like to share, and we will contact you if we are interested in you. We are looking to do 4 shoots per year with approximate 2 to 4 hours each, and you get $1,500 a shoot. Thanks. Big Jim James Haystack. And that's how I signed it, because I want to call. I haven't been working on it much, but I'm going to try to do like a southern accent. I'm going to try to, you know, change it up a little bit and do a southern accent, because that's kind of going to fit, because it's southern.
I have an idea for this.
And here's something, guys. You ever just want random pictures of most likely strippers from Las Vegas titties? Just place that ad that I just posted. I couldn't believe. Like, there's, like, real models who say, okay, here's my portfolio and some pictures, right? That's legit. Yeah. Some of them are even, like, on a catwalk. Them are legitimate models. Then there's ladies who just have their titties out and they're standing in their living room. And I'm like,
those are the interesting ones.
I didn't even ask for anything perverted. You know what I mean? I literally just asked for models to be in a magazine. And they're like, who do you want me to blow? You know, they didn't really say that, but might as well said it. So, anyways, those are the two ideas for tonight. So, all right, let me just see if Dwight's popped around.
Still not online yet.
Okay. All right. Hold on, I got a message. Because I've invited a couple of people to be on. I'll have to get back to them. That one says no. All right. So, that being said, let's go ahead and do some calls.
I'm going to finish eating my dinner. Hold on.
Okay. Now, which idea do I want to do first? Let's see. So, I'm going to do best friends. And, let's see. I need a Dwight around because I like doing my Mongoloid son calls, and I want to buy my new my Mongoloid son a new toy. And that's a best friend. Let's see. I don't know. I might be a little rusty, guys, because I haven't been doing any calls. Let's just call Amir. All right, we'll try Amir. Which one do I want to do? Shit. Sorry, I'm reading my ideas. I write ideas down at work when they just pop in my head, and now I'm reviewing them like a professional on the air.
I have a pretty good idea for the church or the calendar one or model one.
Let's do some best friend ones first, and we'll move on to the models. Okay. So keep that idea. If you got to jot a note, jot a note. All right, here we go. Let's call it Mirror. Boop, 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 boop. Fuck. I'm so rusty, I'm trying to put numbers in the wrong spot. All right, here we go. What the fuck? Not enough Skype credits. Kiss my balls. That shit's supposed to renew on its own, isn't it?
I'm not sure.
Oh, shit. Who has dial-out on Skype?
Not me.
Not me.
Damn.
Cocksucker. Oh, well, show's over. Sorry, guys.
Yeah. All right, this has been the Art of Phone Larking.
Well, 30 minutes.
All right, no, give me just a second. I'm going to see if I can... Son of a bitch, buy Skype credits. It should just automatically hit the same card, which is fine, because I thought it automatically renewed. Or let me look at that number real quick, because it's saying Skype credits, isn't it? Hold on.
So it might not be in the U.S.?
Yeah, let me click on a different number, because that could be it. All right, we're going to try Michael.
Wait, did I apply for one of your ads?
You might have. Okay. Ah, no. Okay. Give me just a second, guys. I would be playing music right now if I had the ability to do so.
Oh. Do 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 do.
I don't want to buy. See, it's. God damn it! I apologize, guys.
It's not the Art of Phone Larking without any technical problems.
No, it's not, is it? Okay.
Which we can blame this on Trainwreck, too.
Yep. Trainwreck, look what you're doing to my show.
Oh, my God. I'm so sorry.
Hey, where are you from, by the way? Just curious.
Canada. Quebec City.
Okay. Very cool.
Yeah.
There you go. There we are.
Is it the Angel Stadium behind you, Mike?
Hey, I didn't realize it. I do get Canada. I get USA.
I'm actually not on the West Coast, but okay.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, you're fine.
What'd you say, Jaya?
I said I do get US and Canada. I was not aware of that.
Oh.
I thought it was just Canada. Or just
maybe,
US.
Maybe we can try to call some of my compatriots. If you like.
I kind of went to UK.
Possibly. Give it just a second. For some reason, Skype is being really fucking slow, so... That's shitty. I wish I had something to play.
Do you want a link? I can give you a link to play. Just some terrible music.
No. Hold on.
I mean, I say just put on Lucas's Grime Step.
Yeah, that's almost what I was thinking.
Oh, I can pull that up for you.
Can you play it right now?
Just one sec.
Okay. It might not take me very long. Pay every
month. I totally forgot how delusional that guy was until I listened to that call again.
$2.99. I agree to the term and services. See, I'm very confused on why something changed. Pay every month. Okay. Billing address. Got it. Alright. This might work.
Can you hear that?
No, I cannot hear that.
No.
Ah, shit. Yeah. Just a second.
I can provide you the link if you want.
We have $2.99 every month. Okay. You guys there?
Yep.
Yep.
Well, we're off to a ripping and roaring start, aren't we?
Yes,
we are. I guess that happens. Yeah. Well, it's because I don't ever use Skype for anything except for this, so I guess I was gone, which is... It's kind of confusing because I was pretty sure that I had renewed once, but maybe it didn't. Okay, so there's a...
Maybe the card you use is expired?
No.
Ah, okay.
It is not a bad thought, but nope. Mm. Trying to get it to go right now. Thank you for your order. Okay. All right. Let me just try me real quick. Okay, what does it take a minute to... There it goes. Okay, here we go.
Hello?
Hi, I'm looking for Amir.
Yeah, who is this?
This is Ryan Token. He responded to my Craigslist ad. I was looking for a best friend.
Oh, yeah, man. What's up, man?
How's it going?
Good, how are you?
Good. So I've talked to a few people today, and they're so far, everybody's been kind of weirdos, so I'm hoping that maybe you will work out.
Cool, man. Well, is this for the thing? I just want to know if you're offering, like, a gig for, like, your website I could possibly do, you know?
No. I placed an ad. I was looking for a best friend. I was paying $2,000 a month.
Oh.
And you applied.
Okay, that one. Okay.
Yeah, because if you remember, I said I was into GoBots, substandard restaurant bathroom.
Yeah, sure, man.
Yeah. So, I mean, is this something that you can do? You're willing to just be my friend?
Yeah, for sure, man.
Okay, I mean, is it just the money, or, I mean, are you interested in really being my friend? I mean, it's okay either way, I guess, but I inherited a lot of money from my dad, and I just don't have any friends. Well, I do, but most of them are, you know, they're just not good people.
Yeah, well, like, I go out a lot in Hollywood, and to be honest, like, I am, like, open to meeting friends and stuff, but I do need the money as well.
Okay.
At the same time, like, I'm open to being friends, you know what I mean?
Oh, that's cool, man. That's cool. I mean, I don't mind spending the money. I mean, I spend it anyways, you know, so it's not a big deal. And, you know, as long as you're into, like, having fun, you know, that's the big thing.
Yeah, for sure, man.
All right. I might not need you for, like, a real long time. I was thinking maybe only, like, a month, maybe a little bit more. Because, I mean... Really, if I like you, I'm gonna invest some other money into, you know, kind of having a free version of you, basically. So, I mean, is that cool? I mean, even if we could still be friends after that if you liked me. But I basically was going to, you know, just, you know, if I liked you and, you know, basically, you know, everything about you, your genetics, everything was fine, then, you know, then you were gonna be my buddy, you know, And then, right before we're getting ready to terminate our agreement, if you still want to be my friend, it's cool, but I'm going to require a blood sample. Is that okay? Yeah. God damn him. I'm going to clone
him.
Yeah,
whoops.
Going to clone him.
You going to clone him into a killer cactus robot?
Yeah.
Por favor, deje su mensaje para 3, 2, 3, 6, 3, 6, 5, 6.
That's okay.
So what are the chances people that actually know Spanish are listening?
Yeah, no kidding. Especially ones that can count. I don't know. So I was gonna try to clone him, but he bailed on me.
So is he in Mexico or something?
Maybe he's Hispanic.
No, yeah. No, he's not in Mexico. He's in Hollywood. He said that.
Oh. Oh. Why was he? Why was his thing in Spanish? That's weird.
Maybe. Yeah. Maybe his provider.
Yeah. So we're gonna get rid of Amir.
You gotta
which I wasn't surprised that's in Spanish, because Amir, well, no, that is a Spanish name, isn't it? I was almost thinking it was an Indian name.
What's the last name?
I don't usually jot down the last names unless there's a reason I might need them.
I'm sorry.
This person. Lara. Let's call Lara, because Lara actually said, I love GoBots and this and that, and she goes, what is... I think it's a lady. Lara. L-A-R-A. I've never heard of a dude with that.
That might be Laura.
Yeah.
Laura?
Yeah. I think it's a girl.
Okay. Either way, she says, and she asked about my thoughts on mini drones with cameras. That's a weird thing to say.
Yeah.
All right, let's try it.
Wait, what are GoBots?
You know what Transformers are, right?
Yeah.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice.
They're the
same thing just to rip off?
Yeah. Yeah, they're the poor man's version.
To an automatic voice message.
Apparently the government shut her down.
That's a good idea. I got something for that.
Okay. Alright, so... This is Maria. She's strictly... She made it very obvious that she was into platonic friendships. So, I may burn through my numbers kind of quick tonight. A good feeling.
Well?
Might just be one of those nights.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hello. Tonight.
Please state your name after the tone, and Google Voice will try to connect you.
It is God. This is God.
The Google subscriber you have called is not available.
Oh, it's a Google number? Well, yeah, I guess it said that originally, didn't it?
Yeah.
I'll try it one more time. I'm not going to say it's God this time. I wonder if people have Google running straight to their phones. You can do that, you know, just like Skype.
Yeah, but I think it's only in the U.S.
Okay.
Yeah.
God damn it, I want to talk to this lady. For whatever reason, it's not fucking ringing anymore. You guys see that?
Yeah, I don't hear it ringing.
It's acting like it's dialing out, but it's not ringing.
Yeah.
Let me try it one more time. There we go.
Now it rings.
Google subscriber you have called.
God damn it. Damn it, I wanted to talk to the lady who's stressing platonic. Alright. Now we'll go back to this other one. So this one I'll just italicize. Alright. This is Tara. We'll try Tara. Come on, Tara. Make my show now.
Hey, you've reached my cell phone, and I'm not available, so use me.
That definitely wasn't who Well, whatever. We'll move on then. Kind of pisses me off when they don't answer. How are you going to become my friend if you don't answer your phone? Oh, that's what I should do if I have to call somebody back a few times. Greet them that way.
Welcome to Verizon Wireless. The number you dialed has been changed, disconnected,
or... My God, these numbers are a week old. You gotta be shitting me. Okay. Should have been on vacation for another week, apparently.
I think we need to do a call that we know will work and then take it off.
Well, those are only businesses. The ones I know will work. And I don't have any of those. Let me try this lady.
We can do Lowe's Roulette.
Who?
You didn't listen to Carlito's shows the last couple days?
I did not. Who's Carlito?
Oh, wait, we're not supposed to talk about him.
Hello?
Hi, Kelsey. Is this Kelsey?
Yes.
Hi, this is Ryan. You responded to my Craigslist ad. I was looking for a new best friend.
Oh, okay.
How are you
Hi,
doing?
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you doing?
Good.
Good.
Good, how are you?
I'm doing great. I mean, it's Friday, and I feel good, and I'm looking for a new best friend, so...
Well, perfect.
Yeah.
Do you live in Las Vegas?
Yes. I do. I travel a little bit, but my residence is in Las Vegas, so... it's kind of my home.
Yeah.
My home in the sand oasis, to say. But I travel all over. Can I ask you something real quick? Are you a cop?
Am I a cop?
Yeah. You know, if you got to tell me if you are. You know, right? You're not a cop.
I'm definitely not a cop.
Okay. I just needed to make sure because. I just don't want to talk. You know, if you're a cop, then I don't know. But if you got to tell me.
Are you a cop?
I am not. I am not a cop.
Okay.
I am the best I can put it is a guy who just doesn't have friends anymore. I used to have so many friends, and, you know, my dad would always, you know, have all this cool stuff around, and people would always come around. I always had so many people, and then. You know, and then my dad passed away, and, you know, and then people quit coming around, but little do those suckers know that the inheritance kicked in now, so I have money, so if it means I gotta pay to have a friend, then that's what I gotta do. I don't mind. So, I mean, what do you do for fun?
I just go hang out with friends and stuff like that, you know?
Okay.
So.
Okay.
What was that?
Oh, I was going to say, like, you know, like, what kind of stuff? And, you know, what's your favorite color? And, you know, and did you grow up in Las Vegas? And
I didn't. I actually recently just moved to Las Vegas from Seattle, Washington.
Oh, yeah, that's a nice area. Cold sometimes, but nice.
Yeah, it's very nice.
Yeah. So, I mean, do you remember my ad at all? You know, some of the things that I'm into, you know, because I said I like to have conversations about GoBots and substandard bathrooms, and I love any movie that has a killer cactus robot in it. Like The Cactus That Sat on Me, that was a great movie.
Okay, I've never seen that.
Okay, well... I mean, part of really what I want to do here is I want to get this is going to be so fun, but I got this GoBot costume, right? It's a GoBot. You know the GoBot. This one's Scooter. Do you remember Scooter of the GoBots? Oh, he was so stupid. And I got this costume. I want you to wear the GoBot costume, and then, you know, it's Las Vegas. There's plenty of substandard bathrooms, and I want you to go in there and then play scenes from the Killer Cactus movies that I'm into, and then I'll just record it, and then it'll be hilarious. That's what I want
to do.
Just like on day one, you know, we don't got to do that. We can also have dinner. So, I mean, it's not just that, but I really, really enjoy weird things like that. GoBot costumes.
Okay.
Weird substandard bathrooms and playing out scenes from robot movies with killer cactuses. So.
Okay.
Okay.
Very nice. So, what do you do for a living exactly?
I don't do anything anymore. I mean, I my father used to make me, you know, work at his company and do some stuff, but I don't have to anymore. I'm to the point now. I mean, occasionally, you know, I go places and I give money to, you know, the children and the dyslexic and stuff. But I mean, that's not really a job. You know, just me being a full-on rapist. You know, so. It's just that kind of a thing. So.
Okay, that's very cool.
Yeah.
Very nice. Go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
So, how old are you exactly, if you don't mind me asking?
I am 21. I now inherited the money. I didn't get my trust until I was 21. I was at 18. I was given, like, enough to get by on, but the whole trust became mine when I turned 21. And I turned 21 just 4 weeks ago.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah, so now the whole trust is mine. It's amazing. Yeah, so it's great. And, I mean, I've gone crazy with the money, too. You know, Have you ever been to Belgium?
I haven't.
The country Belgium?
They have a
tradition there. Well, I should say it's a rich people tradition because it isn't cheap. They have a room where you can go in and there's just like a whole gamut of different things you can pick up and do things with. And a bunch of cages of monkeys. Okay? And
oh, really?
Yeah, and, you know, and some people go in there and, you know, they, you know, squirt lighter fluid and, you know, throw matches and stuff. Me, I'm more of a blunt object kind of guy. So, it was amazing. I bashed so many monkeys with it. Like, it was like this bat with some nails in it. Oh, it was so insane. It only cost $25,000 in Belgium to do that. It was insane. I bashed so many monkeys.
Oh. You bashed monkeys.
Yeah, like, you know, you pay money and they have monkeys in there, you know, they're not big monkeys, not like they're gorillas or anything. And then, you know, that's what I mean, like, they got different objects. They got guns, they got different knives, and, like I said, lighter fluid. They have electricity, like, you can just zap the monkeys with electricity if you wanted, but like I said, I'm more hands-on. So, you know, I wanted to take the bat and actually bash the monkeys, you know, and the nails stuck in them. It was intense. Very intense.
Yeah, that sounds very intense.
Yeah, and it only cost $25,000. I couldn't believe it.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah. So,
Do you mind if I call you back tomorrow?
Sure. I mean, if you're thinking this is going somewhere, I can stop, you know, calling the different people who applied and, you know, maybe we can do something, you know, in the future, you know, get together. I mean, I'm down for another trip to Belgium.
Yeah, for sure. I'll call you tomorrow and we can talk more about it.
Okay. And like I said, I need you to get in the GoBot costume. That's what we're going to do first. First day, GoBot costume, bathroom, substandard bathroom. Clean bathrooms don't cut it for me. And and then, you know, then I'll take a bat and I'll smash some monkeys I don't know. If you want, we can have sex with monkey skulls. It's your call.
Okay.
Whatever you're comfortable with.
All right. All right.
Okay. Well, when are you going to call tomorrow? Tomorrow maybe 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock in the morning?
Yeah, I can do that.
Excellent. Excellent.
All right.
And then
I'll talk to you later.
I can come over or you can come over. How do you want to do this?
Yeah, I mean, I'll let you know tomorrow.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, if you don't call me, I'm going to call you. I'll keep calling you until you answer. I'll keep on calling.
Okay.
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 All right, love you.
All right. Okay, bye-bye.
Love you, bye.
That was a good one.
Jesus Christ. The hell's wrong monkeys. With me?
I was bashing monkeys in Belgium.
Apparently Belgium is fucked up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Who wants to bet she's not going to Holland tomorrow?
Me?
Or if she does, then you know she's really fucked up.
No, yeah. She's... She... Yeah.
In that case, don't answer.
Yeah, she... no, she's not calling. Hey, I love you. Bye bye.
So we'll have to call her back next week. Like, hey, what happened? Never heard from you.
That was a weird one.
Yeah.
That was really bizarre. The things people stay on the phone for when they think you have money. Alright. So, she was fun. Very strange. I have a bunch. I always jot down ideas, guys. But then I just kind of lay on the ideas, like I probably hit about four of my ideas there, just to throw out sentences, and that's kind of where all that weird shit came from. What lady was that? Is that Kelsey?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so that was weird. All right, hey, anybody else, you guys want to do one? We're almost an hour into, we got about 2 hours left. Trainwreck, do you do prank phone calls, or are you just hanging out tonight? I don't ever pressure anybody to make them do calls.
Maybe I can jump in one call.
Get pulled into one? Okay.
Yeah, if you want.
Let's see. Oh, this dude. All right, he didn't leave his name, but his email name, you know how emails have names on them? Mm-hmm. It was Kickflip. Okay? So I'm assuming that's his name, Kickflip.
No, it's friendly.
Yeah. But... I believe it's a Portuguese name. I think Kickflip is Portuguese. let's see. Let me look at some of my notes here.
Okay.
Just because sometimes I put, like, these people want to be text. Oh, this one's weird. All right, I remember this one. All right, so it was a lady named Christine, and she said that this sounds like something my brother would really be into. You can give him a call. Here's his number. Okay. That right there sounds like a setup, first of all, which is hilarious if it is. If that is just her setting up her brother, that's funny. Or I'm going to get on the phone somebody that's, like, mentally retarded, so I don't know.
Is Dwight around?
What's that?
No.
Is Dwight around?
Oh, no. Yeah. I don't think so yet. You don't see him, do you, Mike?
No, he's not. Unless he has a new account, they don't know about.
No. That's too bad, because I really want to do Mongoloid Child one.
Yeah.
And he's good at Mongoloid Child. We play off each other pretty good. All right. Let's see. How about chat room? Chat room, you want to throw out any ideas? Any ideas for weird calls for
chat
best
room,
friends?
Good ideas.
Who does?
Chat room.
Yeah. I like to turn to the chat room, and I like to play games. Like one of the posts, out of the 21 new videos that I put up, rape threats. No, George. One of the new ones I put up was the three questions game. That was one of your first ones, Mike.
Yes.
And and that was really fun. And it was the chat room just feeding us fucking shit. I really like to involve the chat room on stuff like
that.
Oh,
God, that one. Who was it? Was it Axpa? He asked the guy, did he like shooting cream corn out of his ass or something?
Yeah. I like Arby's suggestion. He says... You should ask their questions on things and then call them an idiot for their opinion. Well, of course. I mean, obviously. This isn't my first day. No, yeah, I remember that. It's like 21 minutes of us calling fucking people and asking them weird questions. And the last guy's hilarious. I forgot exactly what it is, but he played along so good. He was, like, funnier than us. All right, let's look for another call. Well, I could call Kickflip. The thing is, the reason I'm trying to do best friend ones, because I have a lot more best friend ones than I have fucking people who want to be...
Why do I feel like we called somebody named Quick Flip before?
You're probably thinking of Flipside.
No, maybe.
He's a rapper.
That fucking guy.
Yeah, which...
You know what we ought to do is get Flipside and Lucas on the phone together.
Well, here's the thing is, Flipside is actually buddies with people now.
Oh, is he really?
Yeah, yeah, like, people like him. I think, what was weird, too, is I think, if I'm not mistaken, when we originally called him, it was to talk to, what the hell's that church leader's name? I can't remember his name. But it was that church leader guy, and he got all pissed and turned all gangster on us, so he started talking shit, and he was telling us, this is my name, look me up, and we looked him up, and then I started placing ads. I started placing ads with his Facebook and pictures saying for gay male sex and giving out his number and saying, don't call me up and call me like a sissy faggot and tell me you're going to fuck me like a sissy faggot. Don't try to talk to me normal or something like that. Dude, he got smashed with so many calls. You say you should be careful when you just say, fuck you, this is who I am. Really? Mm-hmm. Alright, fuck it, we'll try Flip Kick. Which, I just gotta look at my list real quick and see where I wanna go with him. Alright. Okay, I got an idea. Alright. That's even if he answers. Guy like Flip Kick sounds like he might be busy on a Friday.
Person you are calling cannot accept calls at this time. We're sorry for
how does this happen? I just got these numbers this week. Honestly, people, don't give out your fucking number if you're about to fucking not pay your bill. Alright. This is Asian guy. He didn't have a name either, so I'm gonna call him Asian guy. See how he likes it. He didn't leave his name, and that wasn't the name. He just said he was an Asian American or something, so I'm going to call him Asian Guy. Do I call you Chow, or do I call you Ming?
Ching Chong Wing Wong.
No, Ming.
Oh, it's ringing.
Yep.
Hey, hello?
Hey, Asian Guy.
Hey, who's this?
Hey, this is Ryan Token. You responded to my Craigslist ad. I was looking for a new best friend. You didn't leave your name, but you said you were an Asian guy.
Oh, yeah. My name is Logan.
Oh, Logan.
Yes.
I like that name, Logan. It's a sturdy name. Have you already found a best friend, or are you still looking?
Yeah, I'm still looking.
Okay, perfect. Do you remember my ad, or, you know, maybe it's been a while since you read it? I don't know.
I remember your ad.
Okay, yeah, because basically, I mean, I'll give you a little bit of backstory about me. My dad made so much money. He made a ton of money, and he left me money. And so I have a ton of money, and I don't mind paying for friends. As long as, you know, you're loyal. You know, you do what I like to do, and we have a good time. I mean, whatever, you know. People that I know pay for all kinds of weird things. Hairstylists, drivers. Why not pay for a buddy, right?
Yeah. Well, I could work for you. I have a car. I can drive you around.
Oh, that's cool. I mean, because I shouldn't drive in my state. You know, not my state, like where I live, but my current state of well-being. Like, because I do a lot of bath salts, and I smoke a lot of, they call it minge. They call it minge. It's basically, it's a special dirt that is only out of Thailand, and it has a fungus in it. It's called minge, and I shouldn't drive when I'm smoking that. So I need a buddy that can drive. But I'm more looking for a buddy, like a guy to stick with me and do some plans and, you know, have some adventures. I mean, is that something you're down for? I mean,
absolutely.
Cool. I mean, how old are you, brother?
I'm 26.
Oh, not far from me at all. I'm 21. I just got all the money my dad left me. You know, just kicked in a month ago. So, I mean, we can have some good times. I mean, if you're down, if you are down for good times.
Okay, yeah, I'm down.
Okay, well, let me...
Like, what do you have in mind?
Well, perfect. That was where I wanted to go next, so perfect. Well, I mean, I don't know, man. With the kind of money that I got right now, we can do anything. If you want, I mean, we can... How about this for a first adventure, you know? We go get some hookers, and, you know what? There's this one. I got ripped off by a hooker once. Why don't we go beat her up? I mean, we can... Well, yeah, there's this hooker who ripped me off once, because now I have all of the money my dad left me, but, you know, I was only getting $8,000 a month since I was 18, and I actually gave this hooker $600 to spend the weekend with me, and, you know, I was sitting there, and I was doing some inhalants, you know, some gold streak, and I kind of, you know, went in a wah-wah-wah-wah-wah land. Bitch left. I want to beat this hooker up bad. So if you're down, we can beat up this hooker. I mean, it's not a big deal. She's only a hooker.
Okay.
I mean...
Like, do you have any other more interesting ideas?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I have a ton. Well, it depends on, you know, how deep you want to go. How deep do you want to go? I mean, if you want to hang out with me all the time, I can even fork out more than $2,000 and we can do all kinds of stuff. I mean, are you willing to handle my Jew problem? You know, the Jew problem?
What is that one?
Well, see, I'm not fond of the Jews, and I need somebody to help me take care of that problem, the Jew problem. You know what I mean?
Okay. How can I help you with that?
Well, you can drive, right?
Yeah.
All right. Well, first let me ask you this. You're not a cop, are you?
No, I am not a cop. Right now, my situation is like this.
Okay.
Like, I'm finding work. I'm trying to pay off my car loan.
Mm.
I'm just trying to be honest about it. So, like,
yeah.
If I can help you with something, and then we can be buddies, and we can do something, then it's cool. Like,
brother, I'm all about just, I can toss around money like it's not a big deal. So, I mean, if you're willing to, you know, help take care of the Jews, then, you know, I have no problem paying off your car. You know, or I mean, dude, I live in a freaking house with 14 bedrooms. You need a place to crash. Call the third hall yours. I don't care, but we gotta get rid of these Jews.
Okay, I don't know. Like, we are like, I mean, like, if you like that sounds like pretty much I don't know, like, that's...
Don't be a pussy. Don't
racial.
Be a pussy. Yeah, but no. See, it isn't. It's racial would be going after a race. The Jews aren't a race. First of all, it's a religion. Second of all, they are scum, okay? So, it's nothing, man. It's nothing. It's just going after a whole religion of people. It's not a big deal. And we'll just take care of it, and you can crash in, you know, the third hallway. It's all yours. And don't be a pussy.
Okay. How, like, what do you expect me to do?
I don't know. What's your skill set? You're Asian. Do you know how to use nunchucks?
I don't have one. We can go to the pawn shop and find one, I guess. I'll practice that.
Okay. How about this? Here's a scenario. So I don't freak you out too much. Here's a scenario, okay? So, we invite a Jew over, right? And I tell him that it's time to get out of the country. And you just stand there, just flipping nunchucks around. You don't got to threaten anybody. You just stand there, just flipping nunchucks, you know, just nonstop. And I explain to him that if he doesn't get the hell out of this country, that something could happen. So all you got to do is just show how badass you are flipping your nunchucks. I mean, and then, boom,
all right.
Jews
all right,
are
sounds
gone.
Good.
Cool, you're
done. I'll do it.
Okay.
I'll do it.
Now, the only thing I need to know is, what if he says no?
Well, then I just put the nunchuck in my armpit and wah!
Perfect.
But I'm not going to hit him or anything, of course, because that'll put you in a bad position.
Yeah, I hear you, because we don't want to get any kind of hate crimes. Hate intimidation is okay, but an actual hate violent crime probably isn't too good. I got money, and I can get lawyers and stuff, but most lawyers are Jews. How many of them are going to want to represent us, right?
The lawyers are just trying to cheer money.
Yeah, exactly. So, here's another thing. This may sound a little weird. Feel free to say no. But if I find you to be a really cool dude, and I like everything about you, I may want two of you. Would you be okay?
Oh, okay.
Would you be okay giving me a blood sample? After we determine that we are bros, okay? And then I get a blood sample, and I'll go ahead and send it to a lab, and we will start making a clone. So then I can have two of you.
Oh. That
I'll call you
really
Yang
hard.
And him
the,
Yang. You'll be my Yin-Yang.
With the current technology?
Yeah.
With the current technology, there's stem cell, but that only do so much.
Yeah, but here's the thing. That's in the United States, that's how it is. We'll go to Belgium, man. Belgium, they'll let you do anything. They'll let you beat monkeys with a bat with a nail in it. They're fucking nuts there. So anyways, we'll get you cloned. Well, you know what? Let's just assume you're getting cloned, okay?
All right,
so we'll get you cloned. We'll intimidate the Jews. I think now you're based on what you said, you're probably down to beat up that hooker, right? I mean, whatever. She's a hooker. It's not like she's important.
I'm not going to beat her up. I'm going to tell her what you do is not right. And then see how she explains herself.
Okay.
And maybe intimidate her with a nunchuck. That's about it.
There you go.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
So you got to rent that nunchuck for me, though.
I'm sorry? What's that?
But you got to rent the nunchuck for me.
I have to rent them from you? We can just buy
them. I mean, you got to rent... From a pawn shop. Like Max Pawn.
Max Pawn?
What
is that?
They have nunchucks.
Oh, they have nunchucks there?
I think Superstores, I mean Super Pawn, they have the nunchucks.
Oh, okay, Super Pawn, okay. I mean, or we can just, you know, order some off the internet, or I can get some sticks, tie some chain on them. I mean, it doesn't matter, as long as you can flip them around and, you know, hit a hooker, it's all good. So, I mean...
Yeah.
I mean, it sounds like you're pretty badass, too, so, I mean, here's another thing that I haven't decided on you 100% there, Asian man, but what I have decided is that you're in the running, because you're pretty badass. For the final round, I think I'm just going to pit fight a bunch of best friends up against each other, and the last best friend winning is going to be it. I mean, and you can bring your nunchucks, it's cool, I'll even rent them for you.
Fighting? Like fist fighting?
Pit fighting. It's a little more different than fist fighting. Typically there's a lot more headbutting and biting than just fists. Yeah. We're actually gonna go with Mexican ditch fighting rules. So you can bring your nunchucks, it's cool. So I mean it's all
sure.
good, bro. So I mean, let me ask you this: what's the craziest thing you ever done? I mean, you know, I've beaten a hobo, or you know, I mean, jumped a train, you know, randomly just you know threw somebody under it kind of thing. I don't know. You tell me. I want to know who you are. What's your dark?
Oh, I
what's
ate
your
my,
Asian
my
smoke?
Friend's house before. I did the crazy thing. I went with the baseball captain in high school.
Okay.
And then we just a couple guys get the egg, and then we go to the some friend's house and they egged their house.
Oh, stop being a pussy. You done more than that. You had to have, you had to at least, you know, I don't know, drop kicked a blind kid, you know, something off the wall. I mean, unless those eggs had, like, some ricin in them or something, then you're just being a pussy.
I got fight with black people when I was in Vegas, like, days ago.
Really? Did you use martial arts?
No, it was, like, very stupid. It was, not very, like, it was because something he said, I disrespected him, and then, like, I feel I didn't disrespect him. I totally respected him, and then he told me shut up, and then I just, like, keep talking to him. Like, why you gotta do like that? And then he punched me, so I got to defend myself. Like, so I got to, like, go in there and, like, find him, punch him back, put him on the ground, and, like, throw the thing.
Do you know who this guy is? Because I am fucking pissed. Nobody should fuck with you that way. Let's get some revenge.
No, I'm cool with revenge. Like,
Because
I thought. I told the guy, it's like, yeah.
You got his name? You got his name? Does he have a wife? Mother? Something like that? We'll kidnap her and make her work a glory hole. How about that shit?
I talked to him and I just said, no, it's like, didn't disrespect you like that. Like, because, like, I didn't want to fight with him too much because I feel I'm not in a good position, like, or something like that. And then, like, he's like a homeless guy, so I don't really care anymore.
Okay, I got it. So we don't want to do anything. Okay, I know what we should do then. Let's go rent. Okay. I mean, do you watch MMA? Who's your favorite MMA fighter?
I don't know.
You don't watch any MMA?
I like the... Manny Pacquiao.
He's a great MMA fighter. Let's get him. We should be able to get him. We'll get him, and we'll just have him, you know, just punch that motherfucker right in the mouth. You know what? We're getting Jackie Chan. We're doing this the right way. Jackie Chan. We're going to get him to fucking punch him right in the mouth. So what I need you to do is, I have a tracer device. I need you to go up to that homeless man. You'll have to give him a hug, like saying, I'm sorry, brother, and embrace him, and then stick the tracing device on the back of his coat, and then we'll get Manny Pacquiao to follow the beep and go sock him right in the fucking mouth. It'll be perfect.
Okay.
All right.
All right. What's your plans? Like, you got any plans for tonight?
Well, tonight, I'm actually, there's a festival, it's about 2 miles from the strip, there's a festival, they're shooting midgets out of cannons, like, I mean, they shoot these little fuckers like 900, 1200 feet, I mean, and here's the thing, it's not like it's a sideshow, I mean, these are midgets that have been bought by the rich, and they just put them in a cannon, and they shoot those fuckers, and just, you know. And we bet on how far we think they'll go. What, you down? You want to come shoot some midgets out of a cannon?
Is it real?
Yeah, no shit. Dude, it's awesome. These dudes go flying. I put ten grand a bet, man.
$10,000 a bet?
A bet. Yeah, per bet. It's for the rich.
Oh, wow.
It's for the rich. I mean, you're going to see... because you know Penn Jillette lives in town, right? You know Penn and Teller?
Penn and Teller? Yeah, sure. I'll go check it out.
No, you know who Penn is, though, right? Penn and Teller?
I don't know.
Okay, they're magicians. Do you know who David Copperfield is?
Oh, yeah, the MGM guy.
Yeah, yeah. He is actually going to be there tonight. He's one of the hosts. He's one of the hosts. He actually...
oh, cool.
He actually is the one who obtains these midgets from third world countries. So, you know, because you can't shoot American midgets. I mean, then people complain, well, where are you shooting these midgets? Oh, that one broke its neck. Yeah, right? And so you just, you know, you go to some of these poor countries, you buy these midgets, and you just fire them out of cannons, and then everybody gets a good laugh. It's great.
Oh, okay. That sounds interesting. Like, so let's meet up tonight, or
what
do you prefer?
Hey, you into fat sluts?
Okay. Because, like, I got nothing to do. If I do something, it's like driving people, like, to make some money.
No, that's cool. No, no. No, 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 it's cool. You can be the driver. I'm down, man. You know what? I'm going to roll the dice. I'm going to assume this Asian can drive. Okay? So, all right. Let me go back to my question. You into fat sluts?
Okay, sure.
All right.
Wait, I'm not a fast driver. I try to be like a moderate driver.
Oh, that's fine. No, no, no. Asian guy. It's fat sluts, like big fat women with big floppy tits. Typically, they're 40, 50. You into them?
Oh, not really.
They call them glimps. They're like, you know, kind of like MILFs, but glimps, because they're gigantic fucking MILFs. You down? Every vag is saggy, guaranteed. Every vag, saggy as hell.
So, it's how... Then you show me later, then maybe you give me an address, I go find you, and then we can go from there and see what to do.
Definitely, definitely. Well, I'm going to... My dad, part of his business was animals, and I got to go host this bestiality show. I'm actually in it. I got to go hit some lines of crystal meth off of this rhinoceros's balls. So after I'm done with that, I'm free. So if you want to hang out, we're I'm down.
Oh, sure.
All right. Where do you want to meet?
Anywhere that's convenient for you, of course.
Well, we can meet at a Starbucks, a coffee place, or, you know, we can meet in a dark alley where the fat whores are. I mean, it's not a big deal.
We can go meet at the Golden Nugget, maybe?
Yeah. I tell you what, the Golden Nugget, that'll work. What time are you thinking?
I don't know. I'm gonna be around there for the whole night. So if you're there, I'm gonna be like there.
Well, I gotta go. I gotta go bump this rail off this rhinoceros's balls. But that doesn't usually take very long. And then I'm usually so sped up at that point. I could probably, you know, it's about 4 miles, but I think I can sprint it in 6 minutes. So. Fuck, 40 minutes,
that's
dude.
That's dangerous.
40 minutes.
It's cool. I can drive you. It's cool.
I'll meet you at the Nuggets. I'll meet you at the Golden Nuggets. So in 40 minutes, I'll be the guy. I actually have a, it's kind of a pink tuxedo jacket. Some people call it more of a red, but it's a pink tuxedo jacket. I'll be the guy with that and the hat with the big feather. I'll meet you, kind of by the entrance.
Kind of by entries, okay.
Yeah, maybe I'll be hitting some slots, sure. But I'll be right in there, and you'll know, because I'm the guy in the fucking pink jacket who looks like he's just bumped a rail off of fucking rhinoceros balls, you know?
Okay.
Okay. So I'll meet you there in about 40 minutes. Like I said, Yeah, 40 minutes is going to work. Yeah, at the most, 45. It doesn't take me that long when I'm that high to run 6 miles, so, or 4 miles, so...
Okay, I hope you're okay, like, because I can pick you up.
No, it's cool. It's cool. You pick me up there. Then we'll go get some fat whores. I'm thinking tonight might be that night that hooker gets what she has coming. We'll get you those nunchucks. And, hey, fuck it. We're going to go meet some Australians. How's that?
Sounds great. I think if I see you in Golden Nugget, then we'll... We'll go do whatever you prefer, man.
All right. Like, if I don't see you there in an hour, I'm calling you back, okay?
All right. My number's on. I just recharged my minutes.
Okay, perfect. If I don't see you in an hour, then I'm calling, so I can figure out where the hell you are at, okay?
All right,
Asian guy. I'll talk to you in a bit.
All right, talk to you later.
All right. What the fuck was that? Okay. Trainwreck, are you there? Trainwreck. Am I alone?
No, I'm here.
Oh, okay. I knew Mike said he'd be right back.
Yeah.
Yeah,
sorry.
Okay, no, not a problem. You were muted and started talking, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that happens all the time.
I'm sorry.
No, it's cool. Everybody does that shit. Yeah. There's times where I'm talking, I'm like, what the fuck? Why do these guys ignore me? Oh, I'm muted.
Oh, yeah. I'm muted, yeah.
Oh, that was a very strange one.
Yeah, I think he was down for everything that you said. Buy nunchuck, kill some Jews, and maybe drive you around town.
Yeah, but not fast, because he drives pretty moderately. So.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, let's see.
You have to draw the line here, buddy.
Let's see. Baz is around. Let me see if he wants out. Oh, yeah. Baz. Baz is a fun guy.
Yeah.
All right. I had the group call. Look at this picture. It's a big pile of shit. Nice. The other day I had to go to the hospital. One of my children were in there, and he's okay, but he was in there. And me and my wife were walking down the hall of the main hall, and there was just shit, like literally, like poop, fucking up the hallway. And we're like, and I'm almost like wanting to puke because I can smell it. And I'm like, what the fuck is wrong? And then it turned out, we were told a little bit later, that somebody had brought their dog in there, and their dog just started shitting. Oh, I just thought some weirdo in my fucked up town started shitting in the hallway.
Oh my god.
Hey, Bass, how's it going?
Oh, it's going okay. How you doing?
Not bad. Can you do any calls tonight?
Yeah, maybe in a while.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. How long are you going to be going?
About another hour and a half.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I'll try to pop in a little bit later.
Okay. You've been listening, or are you just getting on?
Yeah, I'm just getting on. I've just got a few things I got to do before I can settle in.
Okay. You missed a very weird call just a second ago.
did I?
We may call that Asian man back. Matter of fact, I told him I'm calling him back in an hour. Now, you don't remember, you weren't around, but maybe you can call him as my lawyer, because I'm a rich 21-year-old who inherited all my dad's fortune now, and I'm buying friends for $2,000 a month.
Okay? Yeah, Ken told me about that.
Yeah,
premise
good idea
that you had planned.
Yeah,
nice.
Ken had a good idea because he's the one who suggested. I wish he was around because I want to buy a friend for my mongoloid son. Or let me rephrase that: a toy. They're not people; they're toys.
Nice.
Okay. Well, yeah. Just jump back in when you want to get in.
Yeah, we'll do. Okay.
All right, cool.
See you in a bit.
Yep. All right.
What a picture.
Yeah. Sometimes people have the weirdest shit on you.
Yeah. I like it so much when he said, how are you doing, my good sir? Something like that.
Yeah.
It cracked me up every time.
Yeah, Baz, because you mentioned pranking people up in Canada, and I told you that that's totally Baz's neck of
department. Yeah,
yeah, he's been so good at fucking with people in other countries.
Yeah, some wake up call in the Great Britain, and also calling India restaurant.
Yep. Yeah. I don't ever call Indian restaurants because everybody calls the India restaurants.
Yeah.
So I never do, but
yeah.
Right.
Was it Carlito that used to call some Indian restaurant and cancel the order when it was ready?
I've heard him do that. And
yeah.
I think he made a regular of that.
Yeah.
But I think it goes back quite a few years.
Yeah.
You make a really big order and then you know when it's done and you call back and you cancel it.
At some point he made an order. The total was almost $120, I think, and he said, don't do the food. I will not eat it. So, just after he called. So.
I have a call on my YouTube.
Yeah.
It is one of my old school calls. It's, it goes back quite a ways. An old buddy of mine, he went by the name Rehab.
Mm-hmm.
That was the name that he went by. It's called The Big Ass Order.
Okay.
He called this Chinese restaurant and he just read their menu basically.
Yeah, and, I think I heard it.
Yeah, and that was before I'd heard. I've heard way better ones now, but it was pretty clever at the time. He had us rolling.
Yeah. I think Carlito called and tell them all their menu, and the total was really, really expensive. I think it was that one that the total was 120. Yeah, but it was pretty funny. But every people make the banchot call, but it's pretty funny.
Wow, this is weird. I just seen this, clicked on my Facebook, and Clay... Mm-hmm. I think he's somebody, because I think I added him because he's a guy around here, but Clay. Might be Mr. Clay. I don't know.
Maybe.
The Mr. Clay, is that you if you're around? The one with the fucking stacked up fucking dive team? That is a fucking weird ass video. Is that real? Is there any way that that's actually real? Is Mr. Clay in the room? Yeah. Dude, is that real? Because it just looks too incredible. It looks like... Yeah.
Hey, I'm gonna go. I'm packing for vacation, so.
Ah, okay.
I apologize.
No, that's
fine.
I thought
I could stay out longer, but I gotta go.
Nope, that's fine. Thanks for joining. It's not a big deal.
I'll be back in probably a couple weeks.
Okay. Damn, that's a nice vacation.
Yeah, I'm going. I'm leaving tomorrow and coming back next Saturday, so.
Oh, okay. Yeah, nice. Lucky you. I only could afford 4 days this year.
Oh, nice. But thanks for having me as always, and I'll see you guys in a week or two.
All right. Take care, Mike.
Goodbye, Mike.
Good night.
Travel safe. Bye.
Thank you.
All right. So then there were two.
Yeah.
Sometimes I'm denying people to get on because there's 8 of us today. There's 2.
Yeah. Not tonight.
Yeah. All right. So anyways, that Mr. Clay video is fucking weird. When people, it has to be fake. There's 40 of them. They stacked up 40 high, man. I don't know if there's actually 40, but shit, dude. If you look at when it's all the way built. Mr. Clay, throw a link in the chat room if you can.
Yeah, please.
It's just too goddamn high. There's too many. There's at least 20. And then they go, that has to be fake. There's no way it's awesome, though.
Is it in the Mixlr chat?
It's right there. Are you in? Are you in the Prank Dose IRC?
Not right now, but
okay,
I can
that's show. Where everybody goes to chat. So.
Okay.
Yeah, he just dumped it in there, but there's no way it's real.
Let me see.
But yeah, that's a lot of people, but it looks cool. All right. All right, let's see. What do we want to do? I've kind of run through all my ideas. I've been stacking them together of best friends. Oh, yeah, who's that guy? He's Asian guy.
I think it was the last one in there.
We got to keep him. All right, time to get my voice going. I kind of wish somebody was here who could do a southern accent, but hey, fuck it. I'll do them on my own.
Mm-hmm. Hell yeah.
Oh, there's a reason I like to have other people on who are doing pranks, because then I get my breath or I get my throat a rest.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
No, it's fine. It's fine. Oh, no. I'm not trying to call Asian guy again.
Oh, okay.
I was on my list trying to mark him, because I can probably call him back in an hour. Or have Bass call him back and
maybe
say...
Maybe next week,
And say, this is so-and-so's lawyer. He, mm-hmm. And make up some bullshit, whatever.
Yeah.
All right. He just punched some hooker in the face and said it was your idea. That's what, oh god, we could do that.
Oh yeah.
We could say, hi, this is so-and-so the security at the Golden Nugget. Do you have a friend named Ryan Token? Because he said that he just walked up and punched some woman he called a prostitute in the face and said it was your idea.
and tell them that he has to bail. He has to bail you out of jail.
Yeah,
it'll be fun.
The Asian guy seemed to be a little slow.
Yeah, he's a careful driver.
Okay, let's call some of these models. I guess let's see.
Yeah.
Let's look at my ideas. Okay. All right, Maya, I'm calling you. Oh, these ideas are fucking ridiculous. I'm glad I haven't had, like, a real poor start yet, because typically I need, if I'm having a poor start, there's, like, two people who can bail me out, which would be Ice Goose, which he fell off the planet, and then there's Dwight, which he's Dwight. Not around tonight.
Dwight.
Both those guys can pull me out of a funk, so I'm glad I'm at least doing all right.
Yeah.
Maybe before the show ends, if there's any prank that's worth ripping and then putting on to YouTube, maybe the chat room can kick in on, you know, which one I should do. You know, if I have a bunch, then yeah, we'll do a bunch. But, you know, I'd like to grab one an episode, or if they all suck, whatever. So you guys decide.
Yeah,
I post these.
Give me the audio. I will. Edit
I can do it. It doesn't take me long. I just I didn't want to. Like I said, Dwight's around. Like I said, I never did it for Lucas because I didn't find, like, the Lucas stuff I found entertaining. I didn't find it so much like a prank. Now, the thing is now it's kind of nostalgic, and people kind of look at that as, like, one of my fucking good catches of a crazy. And so I'm glad you cut it up, because there's been people who've requested it. I just never did it, and I didn't. And then I was like, I wasn't going to go dig back through it. So thank you again. Let's see, Dwight. D. White Canahan.
I love his picture, too. Is it a real movie?
Could be. Does anybody know if Boss Nigger is a real movie?
Okay, I wasn't sure if you want to tell the...
Well, like I said, I don't like to be racist, but that's what it says.
Yeah.
It's called, if it's a movie called Boss Nigger, I'll say it, but
according to Wikipedia, it is.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's a 1974 cult classic Western film.
That's too great.
The more you know.
Yep. trying to add to Dwight right now, guys, so give me just a second.
Maybe is it ringing on your side?
No, but typically Skype doesn't. Skype doesn't.
Yeah.
But if you call a number, it does. So, well, I guess I'll give up, and he can. Now he's able to connect himself. So.
Okay.
All right. So let's call my. all right, my. How's it going? I just gotta get my voice going here. All right. Hillbilly voices aren't too hard, but this is for the Southern Ad campaign. All right, here we go. And what was my name again? My name is Big Jim James Haystack.
Haystack, yeah.
Haystack.
Yep.
Like a haystack. Big Jim James Haystack.
Haystack.
Yep, you got it. All right, let's call mine.
Okay.
All right, fuck it. Let's just get weird on her.
Hello.
Hi, I'm looking for Maya.
Who's calling?
This is a Big Jim James Haystack. You responded to my Craigslist ad. I'm just looking for models for our ad campaign.
Okay, this is her.
How you doing tonight, Maya?
I'm fine, and yourself?
I'm doing pretty good. Just busy looking for that next person that we want to put into this campaign. So, a lot of phone calls.
Okay. Well, honestly, I don't exactly remember which Craigslist ad this is.
Oh, that's fun.
Elaborating a little.
Yeah, no, not at all, darling. See, this one was we were looking for models, and it's $1,500 per shoot. We're looking to do 2 to 4 shoots in the next year, and basically, it is for a campaign that we are running through the South. So we're looking at Georgia, Kentucky, and Tennessee, and, you know, just that general area. Maybe it's a little bit North Carolina, so.
Okay.
So it's just a campaign for that, and, you know, I mean, we're looking for some pretty ladies, basically.
Right.
All right. So, I mean, tell me a little bit about, just a little bit, just a, you know, a snip of your history, any kind of modeling.
Yeah, that's pretty much the only history that I've got. That's my profession, so.
Okay. Okay, and yeah, these pictures here. Yeah, like you sent me some pictures, and yeah, you're very pretty. Looks like you're built sturdy like a fridge, so that's good. And I mean, you're very pretty looking. That's all I can say. I mean, you look like
Thank you. You
look like you smell like good. Like you look like you smell like a you know one of them odor eater foot things. You know, like good. You know, so. I mean, that's not an insult, ma'am. It's a good thing, and
my God, yeah, I get it.
Yeah, so I mean, you, like I said, you know, I mean, any woman who looks like she isn't going to tip over, you know, sturdy. That's what we look for in the South. So, So basically, this is kind of it's a magazine that we're going to be pumping out in the South, and the subject matter for the campaign is kind of weird because. I don't know if you knew this about, you know, the southern states, but basically, there is this insane perception that women don't defecate. And so this is the Women Poop Too campaign. So it'd be like pictures of you on a toilet, you know, looking sassy and sweet. And it'll be basically making it so women don't feel ashamed, weirded out, or any type of discriminated on because they poop.
Okay.
So, I've spent some time in New York, so I know in most places, it's just common knowledge. Women poop too. Right? I mean...
Right.
But in Georgia, for some reason, it has been pushed the concept that women should not poop. So, I don't know. So, anyways, I'm part of an advertising company that I've been given the task to find some pretty women to take place in this campaign. So, there will be no nudity. Uh-huh. There'll be no nudity, just insinuated nudity, such as sitting on a potty.
Right.
Is this the type of modeling you're willing to do?
Yeah.
Okay, excellent. All right, and would you consider yourself creative, you know, somebody that's willing to take chances? Or
as far as what?
Any kind of posing or anything like that, or are you more of the traditional model?
Yeah, I would consider myself creative.
Okay. In one of the ads, we wanted somebody to do a poo-poo Picasso. Are you familiar with the term? I'm not sure if that's just a southern term. A poo-poo Picasso is when you basically have poo-poo on your hand and you smear it around on stuff and make something artistic. In this case, we wanted you to put women...
I'm definitely not interested in that.
Okay, it wouldn't be real poo-poo. I'm sorry if it came off that way.
Oh, okay.
It wouldn't be real poo-poo. I'm not asking you to put your hand in poo-poo. It's insinuated poo-poo.
Okay.
And then it'll say women poo-poo.
That makes a difference.
Okay, yeah, I figured so. I was kind of shocked for a minute, but I get it now. I forgot that part. Sorry.
Okay.
All right, so you'd have, you know, artificial poop, and you take this artificial poop, you do a poo-poo Picasso on the wall that says women poop too, and maybe we'll just put a little spot on your nose, just to cute you up.
Okay.
Okay, well, if you're interested, I mean, I can put you down, and what we'll do is right now I'm just going through the people who are down to be in the women poop too campaign, so... If you're down, then what I'll go ahead and do is pass you on to the next round. And you'll be receiving another call. You know, maybe requesting certain type of picks. Okay. Okay. Excellent. I think we found ourselves a regular Southern Belle.
All right.
All right. I'll be getting a hold of you shortly, darling.
Okay.
All right. Thanks a lot.
No problem. Bye-bye. Bye.
Why are you motherfuckers calling me?
How's it going, boy?
What the fuck do you want?
Okay, I didn't didn't know where else to go with that one, guys, to be honest. I have other ideas, but I didn't want to blow them all in one load. How's it going tonight, Dwight?
That's Thomas the fucking train?
Yes, this Hello. Is Trainwreck. This is our new friend, Trainwreck.
Yeah, he tried to add me the other day, but I didn't know who he was, so I fucking said, fuck that.
Fuck that shit. Yeah.
I've been drinking a little.
Really?
Cool, you want to do a call?
Sure, let's do a fucking call.
All right, here's what I... Okay, so I have these women, but I'm going to go back now, because I don't have you. I did your best friends. Did you hear any of my calls tonight?
No, I just got on.
Okay. All right. I'm going to go ahead, and so here's the ad. I'll just read the ad. I'll go back to it real quick. $2,000 a month to be my best friend. That's right. I need a best friend. I'm willing to pay $2,000 a month. You will be my best friend. I will expect that you hang out with me 15 to 20 hours a week. I'm available most any hours. I like to have conversations about GoBots, substandard restaurant bathrooms, and killer cactus robot movies. If you are interested, please send me your name, number, and we can talk about this. I want you to be my mongoloid son, and I'm shopping for a new toy. Can we do that?
Yep, no problem.
Okay.
I thought I had my mic muted, so I was like waiting to turn around and unmute it, but apparently I am a retard.
That's okay. You got to play the role of, okay. Oh, we're going to call the brother. This one's weird. Everybody else heard this, but I'll catch you up on it. This lady actually says, her name is Christine, and she said, you sound like you'd be perfect for my brother. Here's his number. So it's probably...
Nothing like setting the brother up.
Yeah, it's either...
You deal with this fucker.
It's either a setup... Or her brother's retarded or something, right?
Yeah.
Or he needs money bad.
People have been telling you that I've been fucking up your time slot?
No, what do you mean?
I did a show in place of you last week.
That's fine, all it was you're like my show with you missing. Or with me missing. No, what's the name of your show now? I seem to have a show.
Oh, it's called Mop Riding with Dwight.
Mop Riding?
Yep.
That's great. It's about time you do your own.
Actually, we did one fucking Wednesday too.
Did you? Cool.
Yeah. Except I gotta get my laptop set up and get the audio fixed because the latency on this computer, like people were hearing the prankies response before they ever hear me ask the question.
Oh, really? That's weird.
So Tabachi broadcasted me on Friday and actually Wednesday.
Okay.
We had some fun. We did some blog talking Wednesday. We caught some hotels.
Yeah. Awesome. Glad you got your own show.
Indeed.
Okay. All right. Let's go forward. All right. So this is... Her brother's name is Thomas. The sister's name is Christine. Mm-hmm. And we're going to call him. And I don't know. This one may not go long because, like I said, it could be a setup. It could be somebody like, huh, let's do how my brother likes this.
Oh, I'll find some bends.
All right. Here we go.
Huh. Boz is fighting.
Yeah. He'll be on in a little bit. Alright, here we go.
The person you are calling cannot accept calls at this time. We're sorry for any inconvenience.
What the kind of message is that? Doesn't make sense, does it? All right.
Thomas the Train.
It's... Who did that?
Not me.
I figured it was. It must be Dwight. Dwight, you can do audio now? You can play... Hello? You can play in audio?
Yep. Watch this.
Pickle.
Oh, never mind. I know what you're doing.
My niece is in here.
Yeah, I remember you doing that before. And I think she had her say pickle.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I had to mute my mic real quick. She just like busted through my door and comes in here with her little fake plastic frying pan and starts just fucking beating me in the face with it. I was like, what are you doing?
Kids.
Gotta love them. She's not mine. Fine, I could stick him in a room with an Xbox and fucking not hear from him for like 6 hours.
Alright, so we're going to call this person. This is Ashley. Okay.
Hello?
Hi, I'm looking for Ashley.
Okay.
Hi, Ashley. This is Ryan Tolkien. You had responded to my Craigslist ad. I was looking to pretty much buy a best friend. That was kind of for my son.
Oh, yeah.
How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing fine, and you?
Good. I'm doing excellent. Do you remember the ad, or do you want me to kind of explain what we were doing again here?
Yeah, can you explain again?
Yeah, I'm looking... We got like $2,000 a month that we can spend on whatever. Actually, we have much more money than that, but $2,000 I think is fair. I was looking for a friend for my son. He basically 15, 20 hours a week, you know, you just become his friend. And, you know, he's into things like GoBots, substandard restaurant bathrooms, and killer robot cactus movies. So, you responded, and you seem like a pretty nice person, so I just wanted to give you a call and, you know, make sure that you're legit and, you know, that, you know, you're not some, you know, crazy weirdo molester or something like that.
Yeah. Does he stays in Vegas, right?
Correct. Yes, we both stay in Vegas. Yep, see, because here's the thing with my son. I mean, can I ask how old you are?
Huh?
Can I ask your age?
I'm 22.
Oh, okay, that's perfect, because he's 24. Mm-hmm. The thing is my son is a mongoloid, okay? He is a mongoloid. And so there is that, right? So there's a little extra attention you have to give up, you know? He's a mongoloid, but he's a person, and, you know, last I checked, he has a soul. So, you know, a good guy. Now, the thing is he used to like toys, right? I used to buy him so many toys. That's why he's into GoBots, you know. And, you know, he'd go play with them in weird, below-average bathrooms and restaurants. I don't know. Weird. But anyways, so I had noticed that all the years of buying him these toys, he kind of lost his ability to, you know, interact with people socially. And so now I've been buying people is toys for him, and that's the way I communicate to him. So I'm buying my mongoloid son a new toy, okay? So that's the way that he will perceive it. So I'm going to go ahead and get him on the phone. Oh, Kenny.
Hi.
Kenny?
Hello?
Kenny?
Hello.
Yep. Kenny, I have a potential toy for you on the phone. You tell me what you think of her. Her name is Ashley. She seems wonderful.
Oh, it's a girl one this time?
Yes, a girl toy.
Oh. Those are the boys. I had a girl one.
Yeah, it's fine. So Ashley, why don't you go ahead and tell Kenny, you know, what you would like to do. You know, like let's say it's a fun day, you know, it's a day where you're gonna let him play for, you know, 4 hours, you know. So what would you like to do, Ashley?
What's fun to me?
Yeah.
I like to go bowling.
Oh, that's and Kenny, what do you think of bowling with Ashley?
I like to go she said blowing or bowling.
Oh, bowling.
I thought she was talking like blowing bubbles.
Oh, maybe she likes that too.
Oh, bowling good. They got this little ramp thing for me. Then I get to put the ball on the top and it rolls it for me because I'm not very strong.
Okay. So it sounds like, you know, he can bowl and he likes it. You just gotta understand. He will have a handicap on the game, literally.
What are you laughing about?
Oh, I made a joke to it. I made a joke, so it went a little over your head. Sorry. Ashley gets it, though. She's on the level.
Hi. Where are my Franks and Beans?
The Franks and Beans will be done in a half an hour. He loves Franks and Beans. I don't know if you're a Franks and Beans eater. Are you, Ashley?
No, I never tried it before, but I've heard of them.
Okay. Well, just to give you a heads up, Kenny will make it mandatory you eat Franks and Beans. He loves Franks and Beans.
Oh, we go to Waffle House.
Do you like the Waffle House?
Yeah.
can go to the Waffle House.
Okay. Excellent.
They make frogs and beans for me at the Waffle House. They're good people.
What did he say?
He said at the Waffle House they make frogs and beans for him because they're good people. See, that's not something that's on their menu. But, you know, when you used to own a huge software company and you unloaded it and you happen to have the kind of money that we have, they do what you want.
Yeah,
my mouth is broke.
What is it, Kenny? What happened?
My mouth is broke.
Your mouse is broke?
Ah.
Ashley, how are your computer repair skills?
I fixed it.
Okay.
It was unplugged.
I can fix it now.
Okay.
Yeah, this one was unplugged.
Okay. Here's the thing.
You want me to show her my thing?
No.
That's not what you said?
No.
Why are you laughing at me, man? I don't get why you laugh like that.
Ashley gets it. She's on the level, aren't you, Ashley?
Yeah.
So, anyways, just so you know, do you wear any... Now, Kenny, could you cover your ears just for a second? Do you wear any red shirts?
No.
Okay. Please never wear anything red around him. The doctors think it's part of his brain is kind of a little machine. It'll just be nice. Red actually sets him off into a violent rage. We were in a Walmart, and there was a young child who was in an RED shirt, and Kenny reached over and just like backhanded this kid like straight off his feet. It costed me $140,000 to buy off that family.
Wow.
Yeah. So please, I got the money. I just don't feel like giving it to the Walmart folk, you know?
You really just slapped me?
Oh, God. Okay. All right, so Ashley, I mean, what would you... All right, first day as the mongoloid toy, okay?
Hey, Dad.
Yeah.
Dad, look over here.
Oh, jeez.
Find some beans.
Ashley, never fall for that. Never fall for that. If he says, hey, Ashley, look over here, do you know what another word for franks and beans would be?
No.
His penis and testicles, and he made me look at them right then. So if he ever says that to you, don't look over. He's a little soft. He's a little bit soft. So
I can make a hob.
I'm sure you can, Kenny. So, Ashley, what I really want to know from you is,
Dad, when are you going to take the padlock off my wheelchair?
I'm sorry, Kenny?
When are you going to take the padlock off my wheelchair so I can wheel around?
Well, that's why I got to get you a new toy who can help guide you around first, okay?
I used to be able to go on the living room to watch TV, but now you won't let me go anywhere.
Well, you kind of embarrassed me, mongoloid son. I mean, it is what it is. But, you know, if I have some company over, you're not coming out. I mean, I can't have that. So I'm going to get you toys, and they will hang out with you in your room, okay?
My dad had sex with the nanny.
Kenny. Ashley, just ignore that comment.
That's why I'm not allowed in the living room anymore.
Kenny, okay? I'm sorry, Ashley.
Okay.
So, that being said,
The fucking clock and raises. I hate that clock.
I hate it too, Kenny. I would like to see my wonderful son skydive, wheelchair and all. So, if I was to pay for your lessons, would you become a professional skydiver and we'll strap Kenny to your chest and you can jump out of a plane with him? You know, it'll probably take like a year to get you fully trained, but that's what I was thinking.
Take him skydiving?
Correct.
I'm afraid of mine.
Okay. I'm not going skydiving, Dad.
That's okay. We will get you unscared of heights by making you skydive hundreds of times. I'll pay for it.
Makes my weeno feel funny.
What did he say?
He said it makes his wiener feel funny. So, he's recently discovered his parts. And he likes to touch them sometimes. I won't lie to you.
Will Ashley touch him?
Oh,
No,
she is your toy, but not that kind of toy.
Okay, so I could touch her parts?
No, Kenny, I don't think so. Is that okay, Ashley?
Are you going to hit me with a rolled newspaper again?
I will if I have to.
Yeah.
You know, here's the thing, Ashley.
You always hit me with the rolled newspaper, or you spray me with the bottle like a cop.
Here's the thing, Ashley. He does get a little touchy and a little bit grabby when we've had other females around, but I found a perfect answer for it to make it so he knows right away that it's bad. Right after the first time...
Ashley,
listen. What I'm going to do is if you decide to be his friend, I have a taser, and it is a good one. It is actually 130,000 volts. It isn't one of those little ones. It's a big one. And if he tries to, you know, cup a boob or something, you just go ahead and you shock him. Okay? I've taught him a lot of things through electricity. So
yeah, like a electric stove. He's put my hand on the stove before.
Yeah, that's true. That's true, I have.
He tossed it on my dog first, though.
He doesn't listen well, so sometimes you gotta do what you gotta do, Ashley. Okay?
You killed Fluffy with the taser.
Yes, Ashley, are you there?
He tased my dog. And now it's a cat.
What the hell's going on over there, Ashley?
Oh, they're my little sisters.
are you taking care of another mongoloid? Do you have prior mongoloid experience?
Yeah.
Okay, so your sister's a mongoloid, so that's good. All right.
Yeah.
So, I mean, does this sound good? I mean, it's $2,000 a month. You don't got to hang out all day, all every day. You know, I just, you know, what I expect is 15 to 20 hours a week. And, you know, if you want to hang out more, there's more money. But I'm going to be honest with you. There's only so long that you can take of Kenny.
Does it tell her about the extra money for the sex?
Kenny, I don't think that she's that type of toy. We go to the bunny ranch for those type of toys. So, Ashley, could you do me one solid favor? Because I've been trying to talk here and I keep hearing noises.
Uh-huh.
Could you please tell those kids to shut the fuck up?
Absolutely. Hey,
let's
be quiet.
No, Ashley, I tell you what, I'll give you a $100 tip the first time you come over if right now you say, shut the fuck up to them.
No, I'm not going to say that to them.
Oh, please, Ashley, please. $100 tip.
Paul, put them on the phone. I'll do it.
No, you're not allowed around children anymore, Kenny. You know this.
Of my fault. I had to go play away at the playground.
Yes. I remember the situation well. It cost me about $40,000 to get us out of that one. Mm-hmm. All right. Do you have limits to anything that you will or will not do?
Yeah, I'm pretty much open.
Okay, I mean, are you, can you swim?
Yes, I can.
Okay.
He taught me the birds and the bees with my sister.
That is not true. That is not true. Okay, well, here's the thing, Ashley. I'll just say it out loud. You take it as a joke if you want, or maybe there's something we need to talk about in private. Maybe, since you can swim, maybe you could go, I don't know, swimming with Kenny. And maybe his wheelchair got too heavy and he sank.
No, I will wear my floaties.
Would that be okay? Maybe the floaties got snagged and popped. I don't know. Would you gonna help me here, Ashley, or what?
You said put the wheelchair in the pool?
Yeah, or whatever. You know, you just take the fall. I'll just take a nap, kind of thing. You know, sleeping, and then you were inexperienced, and it's kind of sunk. You know, I mean, life will get easier for me. I mean, is this something you do? No?
He pushed me down the stairs three times.
No, that was an accident, too. Kenny's a kind of a handful. I mean, I don't know. Could you help me, maybe? I don't know.
Why do you laugh like that, Dad?
It's a nervous thing. She's gone. Huh? She's gone.
She's a good one.
Oh, can you tell your kids to shut the fuck up?
Hold on, guys. I'll be right back.
You're not coming back.
Hey, Dwight. What? Oh. Find some beans. Oh my God! You cracked me so hard that time.
No, I'm still here, guys. I was gonna go pee, but I'll go in a minute. Yeah, and that did have Himmler. Himmler is correct. He says, "LOL, dark premise ending, but funny."
Yeah.
Is that Sloth? Is that who that is?
I don't know.
Yeah, it's Sloth.
Is it? Yeah, it got a little dark, and I don't think I actually offered any money to kill anybody, so I don't think it was against the rules, right? I just said, I don't know, maybe it sinks, and I was sleeping.
Are you going to help me out?
Yeah, could you? I don't know. You know, it's kind of a handful. My life will get easier. Okay. So that was a weird new character. I've been developing characters, apparently. I got my southern guy, and now I got Weirdo Dad.
Yeah, you missed some real you missed some real shit with Sloth last night.
Yeah.
Currently, this front desk hotel employee is bringing Sloth and Baz and I up on federal charges for making phone calls.
God damn you.
Yeah. Yeah, I want anybody to try to top that. We're getting federal charges.
Yeah, I know. I've only gotten state and local.
We're going to push it next. We're going to have fucking international charges.
International, yeah.
Actually, I think we've had that. We've had that threatened a couple times with international. I'm going to call the cops. I guess that would be international.
Yeah. Once you go intergalactical, then I give you, you're the king.
Well, we were calling the Children of the Confederacy Convention last night.
Okay.
And, correct me if I'm wrong, Sloth, but wasn't that the people, the front desk for that convention that threatened to send us to a prison? Federal pound you in the ass prison? Well, see, the fucked up thing was, after they stopped transferring us to rooms, somehow Nunu was coming up with their personal cell phone numbers. Ah. And so we're like, oh, we'll just fucking call that. And one guy stayed on the phone way too long. He's like, we got some asshole on the phone. He says, you know him. All right. The only other time I heard a laugh kind of like that is Johnny Knoxville during a couple of his movies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, hold on. I was just looking up another number to call. All right, I got one. I'm calling this one. This is weird because this is one of those people who you know, I asked for modeling pictures, and I pretty much got, you know, horror pictures. So I got this really funny idea.
Where are these horror pictures?
Well, I could... Maybe I'll start a community email someday, and then when we do these kind of things, everybody can see them. Well, you weren't there at the beginning of the show. Pretty much, I put out ads in Las Vegas looking for models, and I got a whole bunch of pictures of women with their titties out.
Well, that's like I put out that ad way back in the day for any ladies that want to get into the adult film industry.
Well, that's understandable why you'd get titties, right? Because you said adult films.
I got movies.
I was looking for... Oh, do you got movies? That's crazy.
I got home movies.
Really? My God.
Matter of fact, I still got one of them somewhere around here.
It was a goodie, huh?
Ice Goose was obsessed with it. He's like, show, I'm gonna call her up. We're gonna hook up. I'm telling you,
dude. Every single time, there would be a woman who seemed to come off as easy, or had pictures. He's always like, all right, I need you to take these kind of pictures and send them this email address. Like he's totally just ruining the prank so he can get some porn. He used to do that shit all the time. It cracked me up.
Well, what cracked me up about the ad was I put it out for women, and then I would get three men to every one female email. Yeah. Hey man, you need a dude in the film, and then they would include pictures. I'm like, yeah, motherfucker. luckily, it wasn't like dick pics. It was like them fucking with, like shirt off, like, oh, look at my six pack, bro.
That's funny. All right, let's see, which one was I going to call again? So, oh yeah, and her name is Pet, okay?
Pet?
Pet, like a pet cat.
What the fuck?
That's her name, and they were very seductive pictures, so let me get my voice back again. Okay, I'm ready to do this call.
I bet that bitch got some big old titties and shit.
She did. But anyways, I'm going to call, and I'm going to take this one, and I'll give you one.
Yeah, take it. Take it good.
Pet. This one might be quick.
Hey, thanks for calling. Leave a message at the tone and have a groovy day. Hey, thanks for calling. Leave a message at the tone and have a groovy day.
Hi, I'm looking for a pet. I think you go by the name Pet. This big Jim James Haystack. I was looking for a model and got a response from a pet. That was the name I got. Maybe that's just a stage name or something. Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and just call you back in a few minutes. I was very interested based on your picture selection, so I'll go ahead and give you a call back in a minute. See if you answer. Thanks. I really want to talk to her because she'll be so insulted with my plan.
I don't mind telling you by that message that she had there. Pet sounds like she's about 53 years old, drinks about 6 bourbons a day, and goes through 3 packs of cigarettes.
She definitely was in her 40s, and the rest is probably pretty accurate, so my insult will work. I said they were very seductive pictures.
She's talking through her throat hole.
You have a groovy day. She was probably a very pretty stripper when she was 25, right? But so she never quit stripping, and now she's 45.
She's been rode hard and put away wet.
Yeah. So I'll give her just a minute, and I'm going to call her back because I got a. That's why I said I don't think this one's going to last very long, but it's funny. It's funny, guys. It's funny. So stick around.
How you doing there, you saggy tit bitch? I need to do some modeling over here.
Yes, a groovy day, apparently. Apparently,
have a groovy day.
Yep. Hi, this is Pat. Now talk to her yourself. Talking to her fucking smoke hole.
Get the throat.
Yeah, and then you have a groovy day.
Fuck me through my trag. Is that what it's called? Tracheotomies or something? Fuck me through my track.
Yeah, I'm gonna drink a bourbon. And then I'm gonna spit at you through my hole.
Ah, I have a PM. Oh, Mr. Buster, alright.
I'm kind of scared. I got a YouTube video from Carlito, like a link. Yeah. I'm kind of scared to watch it.
Yeah, Buster, I don't know if I'm gonna be doing anything else. I have these because I got about 50 minutes left, and I got plenty of numbers. So I thank you for the numbers, but I don't know if I'll be using them because he gave me a handful of numbers here. That's not to say somebody won't do an after show, and they couldn't use them, so.
What the fuck is this? It's for something called Ghost Messenger Part 1 in quotation mark, African movie. Is he sending me more racist shit? Is that what's going on here?
He does do. There are times when it's. You get really weird messages or stuff from him.
Well, I'll be on when he sends it, and I'm like, what the fuck is this? And he won't respond back. He's like, you're forced to go look at the link.
he's a very creative mind.
He's a fucking mysterious man right there.
All right, so we're going to go ahead and try her again.
Here talk through your trinket.
Yeah, is this bad?
I got it. I'll just see if she gave her a chance to listen to the tech or listen to.
I smoked a pack of cigarettes at one time.
Hey, thanks for calling. Leave a message at the tone and have.
All right, I'll use this one on the next one. They're all models anyways, right? So, yay! All right. This one's Bella. We'll call Bella. Bella, Bella, Bella. A, 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 A. All right, Bella. How's it going there, Bella? This bear's got shit to say.
Please leave your message for...
We'll just call back. Sometimes it takes two calls. But I gotta make sure I keep that voice going. Otherwise, I can get all fucked up and whatnot. Cue up the next one.
I surely do like the French fried potatoes. Mm-hmm.
Alright, I'm calling the next one. This is, don't worry, I'll hand out some. We gotta get train wrecking on one of these before too long, too. But I got this one.
Did you check that train for some gas? Mm-hmm.
Fuck yeah.
Fuck yeah. Mm-hmm.
Hi, I'm looking for Elaine.
What is this?
This is Big Jim James Haystack. He responded to a Craigslist ad that I posted. I was looking for some modeling.
Yes. Can you give me a call back in about 10 minutes?
Yeah, I can call you back 10 minutes. That's no problem.
All right. Thank you very much.
Yep. I think she's stripping. Did you hear the music?
Yeah, what was her name?
Elaine. Like, I Like E-I-L-E-E-N.
Please welcome to the main stage, Eileen.
All right, I'll try this next one.
She will be dancing to Pour Some Sugar on Me.
4 hours, the same song.
We're on Family Feud. Name a song you always hear at a strip club. Ding!
Hello?
Hi, I'm looking for Mari. Hello? Is this Mari? Nope, calling you back, Mari. Bitch. Hi, Mari. Don't hang up. You responded to a Craigslist ad that I posted looking for some models.
Oh, no, no. It's the wrong number.
This is Aunt Mari?
No.
Really? You're not a model?
No.
You don't do any model? Would you like to do some modeling?
No, no.
All right. Then could you work a glory hole? So you're down for glory? Okay, so. Alright, that's just fucking garbage there. I think she's a hooker. She's trying to lay low because Vice has been around. Alright, Stacy, you're next.
Stacy's mom has got it going on.
I can't get this one goddamn prank out so I can fucking pass it on.
Voicemail of Stacy Smith. Leave me your name and a brief message and I'll get.
Fuck you, Stacy.
Analysis of that voicemail. Stacy sounds very peppy and may have some perky tits. Did not detect fatness. Apparently Carlito's posting Michelle tweets again. Michelle's on the fucking rampage.
Hello.
Hi, I'm looking for Christine.
This is Christine.
Hi, Christine. This is Big Jim James Haystack. You responded to the Craigslist ad that I posted looking for some models. For some.
Okay. It's a little late to be calling me, though, but go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry. I find that I have more success calling at night. What time is it there?
It's midnight, past midnight.
Oh, shoot, I'm sorry, ma'am. I thought maybe you was on the West Coast. It's a little bit earlier there.
No, I'm on the East Coast.
Okay, I apologize. Do you got a minute?
It's fine.
Okay.
Yeah, sure. How can I help you?
Okay, well, just I don't know if you remember the ad. Maybe you apply for a bunch of modeling jobs. I'm not sure. So, basically, we're looking to do a... just a kind of a campaign in some southern markets, Georgia and Tennessee, to be exact.
Okay.
We're looking for somebody with your traits, I guess is the way to put it, with your traits to help out. It pays $1,500 per shoot, and the shoots typically last 2 to 4 hours, and we're going to probably do up to four shoots by the end of the year.
Okay, can I ask you a question? Are they nude shoots?
No. Nope. They're more like PSAs. Like, you know. Like
sexy?
No, PSAs. PSAs. Like a warning. A warning to the public kind of thing.
Okay.
Because I'm not... Okay, in recent... Actually, on January 1st this year, there was areas in both Georgia and Tennessee that had made prostitution legal in certain counties.
Right.
And what kind of the backlash that wasn't expected from that is there are a lot of transvestites out there. I guess that's what you call yourselves. Yeah, I guess that's what you call yourselves. And there's a bunch of you transvestites out there.
I have a small penis. I have a very small penis, too. I'm kidding.
No, it's fine. I don't mind the size. What we were gonna do is because I mean I see your pictures. You're very pretty. You're very pretty, but nonetheless, we would like to use you as a warning to the public to make sure to avoid transvestites such as yourself because that.
No,
kind
I'm
of,
not a transvestite though.
Are you serious? I'm looking at your pictures here. Are you serious?
I am not a transvestite. I am a woman. I'm totally, completely, 100% woman.
I understand that's how you like to, you know, portray yourself. And I'm okay with that. I'm not a judgmental man myself, not one bit. But I'm looking at your pictures.
No, I have three children of my own. I have a vagina. I am not a transvestite.
I am looking at your pictures right now. There is no way that you are a full-blown woman, ma'am.
I'm not a what?
I am looking at your pictures here, and you are a very pretty man. But there is no way that you are a full-blown woman.
There's no way that I'm a full-blown woman?
No, I am looking at your pictures right now. You have a very chiseled chin. You are built like a fridge. You are very sturdy.
Could
you tell that homo to shut his mouth? I'm talking to the man of the house.
Get a fucking life and stop calling me, you fucking piece of shit. You're a fucking faggot. You're a fucking faggot. You're a transvestite yourself. I had three fucking children with three C-sections, and bitches wish they had my fucking body after three kids, motherfucker.
The crocodiles are always hungry, nigga.
Motherfucker, fuck you, bitch.
Always.
Shut your mouth, you filthy tranny.
And yeah, you fucking bitch ass nigga.
Shut your mouth, you homo.
All right, Dwight needs to have a fucking word with this cocksucker motherfucker.
All
right. You should have busted in at the three C-sections means there was no pussy for the kids to exit.
That was good.
Please leave your message for 7864196.
Boom, 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 boom.
Your message has been sent. Thank you for calling. Goodbye.
Fuck. It must have been a star to access. I was going to try to access their voicemail.
Dude, that pissed them off, didn't it?
Oh, call them back anyway. If they don't answer, I'll try it again.
All right. I'll call back one more time. Dude, nobody. When I wrote that idea down at work, I was like, "This one will get a rise out of somebody." Accusing him of being a transvestite.
But he was jumping in the background like, oh, fuck. Right now, he's trying to grab the phone. Let me talk to this motherfucker.
Please leave your message for 786.
Right, whatever. Oh, I'm sorry. I hung up on it.
Call again.
All right, last time.
I would so love to get into the voicemail and fucking set something up for him.
Thanks for calling Transvestite Hotline.
How you doing? If you want to get fucked by my tranny wife, you called the right place.
Ma'am, I'm looking at you. Looking at a picture of you right now. You are a very beautiful man, but there is no way you are a woman.
If anybody deserves to have their voicemail set up, it's these fuckers. Hey, you on the phone there, you cocksucker? You talking to my business partner like that or some shit? Hello, I know you picked it up. What's the matter? Your fucking man-wife keeping you off the phone there, chief? Yeah, it's okay. We know who's got the bigger dick. The one in the skirt.
Yeah, I'm gonna just bail on it.
I don't know. I'm saving that one for later myself.
All right.
What was her name?
Let's see.
I'm just going to save it as Crazy Mexicans.
No.
Oh, Crazy Mexican Trainee.
Christine. Right? Okay. Is it the one that ends in 7-5?
Yeah.
Yep, Christine.
Christine. Crazy Mexican Trainee. That way I have a description of what she is.
Buster, I have lots of numbers. I appreciate you giving them to me, and maybe I need them for next week.
Give it to him.
Maybe I need them next week, but this week I want to burn through these numbers, because typically I don't revisit too often my ideas, so. All right, so Christine gets a bold, underlined, and italicized, because she was awesome. All right. So here's some of my other ideas. So this, I'm just throwing them out here for you guys. We're doing an ad campaign for the KKK because we're doing a KKK makeover. We want to be the more friendly or prettier hate group. Let's see. Did the weird compliments thing that built like a fridge and smelled like an odor eater. Women poop too. I did that. New Southern Mentos ads. You remember those Mentos commercials? I was thinking, see, it's going to be like the Mentos commercials, except for, you know, more Southern related. So it's like, you go across the street, but there's a minority in the way.
I've seen a bunch of those. Like, they did one with the movie Bloodsport with Jean-Claude Van Damme, which I thought was pretty fucking funny.
Yeah, that was clever. And, prostitution, I did that. Oh, the pro beating your wife campaign. Yeah, we're gonna go ahead and see. This is gonna be like live modeling. We want to bring you out in public, smack you around a little bit, show everybody it's okay.
Usually with these campaigns, we take the pictures, we use makeup, but we figured the real thing is you can never beat it. So maybe we would take you out in public. We slap you around a little bit.
Okay, so Trainwreck edited up the Lucas stuff, and he thinks he tracked down Lucas's number. The only problem is with calling Lucas, man, is it's a fucking marathon of a call. I got about 30 minutes left, so I don't know if I want to call it this week, Trainwreck.
No problem.
Call Lucas. I'll fucking end it real quick.
No, you don't. Don't burn it.
Yeah, here's my idea for Lucas.
Oh, if Jesus. He isn't going to remember it next week.
No. But he still has his YouTube, and maybe we can share with him our YouTube.
Yeah. I got his Facebook, too. And it's Mixcloud and a couple of other stuff, too.
Wonder if that TV show he was talking about ever took off.
I sure didn't.
The dirty job for the gay guys or whatever the fuck it was.
That guy.
Hip Trust.
No. What he's talking about is, he's talking about somebody besides Lucas. He's talking about that gay guy who, I remember.
His name wasn't Lucas?
Yeah, we're talking about Lucas, Crazy Lucas.
Oh, the fucking Hip Thrust guy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gemini-wise.
Hip Thrust.
Gemini-wise.
Yeah, he was he was the asshole that was in love with Jim Carrey, that's right.
Yeah, Jim Carrey sends out tweets in there to him. He was actually that delusional. Yeah, that's a crazy picture of him, dude.
Yeah. The evil ideas, you got it. It's Lucas the beatboxer.
Yeah. Exactly.
And he had a funky word for whatever the fuck he does.
Grind step.
Grind step, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's, all right, do you want to call one of these ladies?
I want to call a bitch.
Okay. Let's see. Let's try Ermine.
Hermie?
Ermine. And all these people have sent me pictures, so you can just refer to their pictures.
Is she hot? She has some big tits? What am I,
I know, it doesn't matter.
What am I using for ammo here?
You just know that they sent you pictures. That's why I don't really know what that lady looked like. I knew that they had sent me pictures, and if I said she looked like a tranny, then they would get mad.
Tell her she's a part of the itty bitty titty committee or some shit like that.
Alright, there was a lot of black women who sent me pictures. I was amazed. They're all stripping.
I can't get racist at this hour.
No, and you're not allowed to on my show.
Damn, not you, PNP, won't let me do it? It's the only place I can do it is on my show.
You got this one, Ermine?
Yeah, I got it.
Baz has been typing a sentence for like an hour.
Hello?
And good evening. Is this Hermine?
Hermine?
Yeah.
Yes, this is she.
Yeah, you're doing tonight. This is Dwight. You responded to my Craigslist ad about doing some modeling.
Okay. Yes. Hi. How are you?
I'm doing just fine tonight, sweetie. I hope it's not too late. I've actually been calling quite a few people tonight.
Oh, yeah. No, that's fine.
Okay, the reason we're giving you a call is we took a look at the pictures that you sent with the email, and let me just tell you, wow, fantastic.
Oh, thank you. There's just some, candid shots of me, but, I mean, that was the best I could do at the time.
Looking at your pictures, I had you in mind for a campaign that we're doing down in Tuscaloosa right now.
Oh, nice. Okay.
They're doing it's basically for a, they're doing a campaign. They're trying to get this bill on the voting ballot coming up this next election here in November. And basically, there's a group of people down there that want a model to do some photos for their pro-wife beating campaign.
Oh, nice. Okay.
And I figured, what we could do is maybe bring you down and do some perspective shots and see if they like what we are doing up here. We can, I'm not sure exactly what type of dress they're going to want in the photos, if they're going to just want casual, if they're going to want, dressed up. I'm sure they don't want, your typical down south, wife beater and short shorts type thing going on. But I figured, we're just trying to get perspectives up here, and your time is definitely valuable to us. So I'm thinking I could probably fly you out at some point, and I'll put you up in the hotel and do probably $250 to $500. For compensation, just for coming out to do the perspective shoot.
Okay.
And
these are what types of shoot? Wait, what's the nature of the shoot? Because I wasn't sure.
Well, these don't reflect my personal views. I'm a nice guy and stuff, but the people down south, they think they should be able to slap their wife around.
Okay.
And so what they want to do is they want to put basically your picture up on some posters, little picket signs, and possibly a TV campaign down there.
Okay. You would be doing you would be shooting the prospective photos, or?
Yeah, I would be, I'm not myself.
And that would be for your portfolio, kind of?
Right. I'm not going to shoot them myself. I actually have my photographer, Giad St. Clair, who will actually be doing the photo shoot. He is the photographer on duty. But basically, they want a black guy, as far as, makeup or if you want to do the real thing. I don't know if you got a girlfriend that could punch you in the eye or something.
That's interesting.
To show, that a black guy could be beautiful.
Right. Okay.
It's not the stigma that's associated with a bruise here and there. It could be an endearing thing, the lady she makes a nice meatloaf, and the husband comes in, "Hey, honey, nice fucking job with dinner," and he punches her in the eye.
Oh my god, that is horrible.
Well, that's what they do down south. I'm up here in Trenton. That's what they do down there.
And photograph that is that's deep though.
That's what they're thinking. They're thinking, maybe it's the scenario they gave me is they're down in Tuscaloosa, it's 90 degrees out, it's a nice hot humid day. Maybe you're in one of them, white t-shirt, black bra or something, and some cut off jean shorts or something, and you're standing there, you got the black eye, you got the real endearing smile.
Right, I get it. I kind of get the concept there. Okay.
You know, they just think that the laws down there with the domestic violence laws are too strict down there.
Right. I mean,
you know, punching somebody in the eye, it's not a you know, a crime where somebody should be put in jail.
Well, yeah, the serious offense, you know. Yeah.
As long as we're not ending in murder, it's a good night. You know what I'm saying?
Well, it's pretty intense. I have to say that pretty intense.
They've been out picketing in front of the city hall out there. They got the picket signs and whatnot. And they would love to put a beautiful woman's picture on there to, you know, just show the politicians down there that they mean business.
Right. Okay. So that I totally get that. Okay.
You know, they want to do a campaign. You know, got the photo on there. You know, kind of like I described with the black eye and the heading.
Right.
Does this look like abuse? You know, and
that
type of thing.
Okay. Okay, so that's
an
interesting concept.
Yeah, well, you know, it's like I said, it's not my politics, but you know, their money's green.
Right, that's what they're hungry for.
Exactly. So, like, do you know, like, is this something that you're interested in, or that you'd be willing to give a shot at doing the prospective photos, or?
No, yeah, I'd be willing to do the prospective photos. I'm an actress, so I've been doing that. I'm not so much of a model. I've, like, done some light modeling here and there, but never anything, like,
been in anything famous as far as, like, movies or done anything big?
No, I mean, not really. Like, I've done more, basically,
light
porno?
Never. Oh, I thought that's where we're going. As you were stuttering a little bit, I thought we were going to get some. I've done some light porno or something like that.
No. It wasn't like the alternative kind. No, it's I've done like more. Not really. Like, well, I had done like a project that I was actually working on where I was filming for a pilot that was potentially going to be put on TV. But, you know, that was fine until, like, I had to sort of leave because, I had, like, a sort of a disagreement with an executive producer on the set.
What type of disagreement?
Well, you know, I think he took things too personal because we had developed, like, a friendship, a mutual, like, just an platonic type of friendship because I had known him even before. I was working on set, and he had me audition and stuff like that, and that's how I was able to get on the show.
Mm-hmm.
And I was playing one of the principal characters on the show. But I guess he had, you know, his own personal agenda, I guess, for having me be on the show, because, I mean, he kind of had, like, sort of, you know, feelings on a personal level for me.
Basically, he was angry because you wouldn't let him hit it.
Yeah, and he just, you know, and then, you know, since that was the case, he was a bit manipulative in that way, and I didn't want to be part of that.
You know, you don't have to worry about that with me. We're on the up and up. I mean, I would never ask you, hey, you know, can we have sex? This is part of the deal. Now, a blowjob, that's a different thing. I don't think a blowjob is out of the question.
Like, really? Okay.
No, I'm just messing with you. I'm breaking the ice here.
I was like, I mean, because that's funny. That would be quite hilarious. But both of that's okay. But, not full-on intercourse.
Like in an anonymous, like, glory hole, you know, you walk into the bathroom and a penis just slides through and you're like, hey, what's this? I better start sucking on it. You know, that type of thing.
At least I wouldn't be surprised. I knew it was coming now. I mean,
there you go. So, yeah, we would definitely like to get you signed up. Now, like, what's your schedule looking like?
My schedule is looking pretty, I'm filming, for the next 3 weeks, I'm filming a commercial for Wave Products, which is like a speaker boombox company. They're trying to bring a particular product over here in the States, so they're doing a commercial. So I'm filming that for like the next 3 weeks because they're trying to do a little storyline, so I'm doing that. But other than that, my schedule's pretty open.
Okay, now we're looking like mid-August to start doing this campaign because that's where they're going to really start ramping it up.
Yeah, mid-August sounds perfect. I'm free.
Okay, yeah, what we'll do is we'll get all the information. We'll get get some plane reservations all set up here.
Okay.
Now we'll probably have to get some wardrobe here for you.
Sure, okay.
I'm not trying to be, you know, pushy or perverted or anything like that. Can you tell me what size bra that I might need to procure for you?
Yeah, I'm like 30. Well, I would say between 34 and 38
feet. See, okay. And what would you say, like the size? We're gonna cut the what size jeans? Because we're gonna cut the jeans off.
You could probably get a size like, I would say 6.
Junior 6, kind of. Okay. Yeah. All right. Now, was that size like with like a thong, or is that without? Or I don't know if you go with or without. What you do?
Oh, I guess there? Like anywhere from small to medium is fine.
Small to medium. Okay. Take a look here.
Like I was saying, yeah, like medium.
Yeah, we could do medium. That. We'll get the blue jeans, and I'll get several shades of different bras there, so to see what the maybe what they like down there. And I don't know. They're crazy about their football down there. They might be trying to get some of their football colors or something down there. I don't know. They're kind of nuts about that.
Oh, cool. Okay.
So what I'll do is, if you don't mind, I'll keep your number. Because I think sure. I'm going to fly out, because I like the cut of your jib there, and you sound exciting. Your photos have been fantastic. I think I'm bringing you and two other girls out at that time, and
okay.
We'll get some photos shot. And can I ask you one other question before I let you go?
Yeah, absolutely.
How many fingers?
How many, what was that?
Fingers?
How many fingers?
Yeah, how many fingers can you put in your asshole?
I mean, to be honest with you, I haven't tried one. So
okay, what about the front door?
No, that's tricky. That one, I don't know.
Oh, I've never heard this response. You got to elaborate. How is that tricky? I could tell I'm going to enjoy working with you. This is good stuff.
Yeah, it'll be fun. You've got a fun personality, so I can dig that. I dig it.
All right, sweetie. We're going to go ahead and save your number. We're going to give you a call back here.
All
right. Let me talk to you in like 2 weeks. I'll give you a call back.
Yeah, that sounds perfect. What's your name? I didn't catch your name.
Yeah, my name's Dwight McClanahan.
Okay, Dwight. Okay, I'll remember that.
Right.
Can I lock you in on this number? Is that yeah, like the number you'll normally call?
You can try, because I work through a VoIP system. So what it does is actually sends me out and transcribes my calls through an alternate number. So I don't know if this is one that they'll let you call back in on.
Okay, all right. So I guess then I'll just pick up and hope it's you.
Yeah, if not, like I say, I'll give you like 2 weeks. Let me lock a date down with you here real quick.
Okay.
All right, we're talking 2 weeks. That'll be the first, actually.
Okay.
Yeah, let's go ahead and we'll lock it down for the first. I'll call you. I'll try to call like a couple hours earlier, at least. So we'll try to do that, and I'll give you a call back, and we'll get this nailed down. I'll have the flight information and stuff like that, we'll get it locked down.
I like it. Well, it sounds good.
All right, I'll talk to you later.
All right, nice talking to you.
Nice talking to you. Kisses.
All right, good night. Bye.
I love you.
That's wonderful. Thank you. Bye.
Silly. It was weird.
I had fun. George is beating his dick in the chair.
Yeah. Man. Hey, I got an idea. Earlier I talked to an Asian guy who I was going to be his best friend, right? And it was pretty insane. Like, the shit I said to him might have been one of the better calls of the night. And he was going to meet me at the Golden Nugget Casino, because he's going to be my friend for $2,000 a month. And he was going to meet me there. I think he's a little bit slow or something. But anyways, one of the things that I wanted to do is go punch this hooker who ripped me off for some money. I want you to call, and you'll be the security of the Golden Nugget. And you got me here, and I just punched some lady in the face that I said was some hooker who ripped me off. but you're calling him now because I'm saying it was his idea, okay? And I'll be sitting here and I will play me, but you're going to be security guy, okay? Does that make sense?
Okay, so I'm at what hotel now?
The Golden Nugget, Las Vegas.
Okay, so I'm at the Golden Nugget.
Yeah,
I'm calling him because he's your best friend.
Yeah, yeah. And, yeah, he's my best friend.
You punched a hooker in the face, yeah, and it was his idea.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, so we'll see how this goes. Oh, and his name is Asian Guy. So he just keep calling you Asian Guy. His name is, and my name's Ryan Token.
Okay.
All right, and I'll jump in on it, too.
I still believe that lady said that one finger was all she'd get in that back door.
Hey, hello.
Good evening. Is this the Asian guy?
Yes.
Hey, how you doing? This is the security Dwight McClanahan over here at the Golden Nugget.
Oh, you're at the security?
Yes, sir. I'm with security. I've got your friend, Ryan Tolkien. He told me to give you a call. He said you were his best friend and you were currently in town.
Oh, where is he at?
He's over here at the Golden Nugget. I've got him in handcuffs right now. He punched some lady who he said is a hooker, and he said it was your idea.
Oh, for real?
Yeah. So I need... I've got him right here if you want to speak to him, but we need to get this situated. I need to know whose idea it was because they're facing a violation 2.13 subsection B.
Hey, Asian guy. Hey.
Hey.
Hey,
yeah.
Hey, it's Ryan. It's Ryan, buddy. Dude, I did it. I seen that hooker, and I punched her, man, just like you said.
Oh, wow. Dude, why you do that?
Because she ripped me off, remember? And you said, yeah, you should punch that hooker. And now the security guy got me in the back. The security guy got me in the back, and you're my best friend, man. You got to help me get out of this.
Oh, wow. I didn't tell you to punch the lady.
Where are you at? How come I haven't seen you yet?
Okay, where are you?
Well, I'm at the Golden Nugget, but they got me in the back.
Oh, like which area?
Well, I'm in the back in the security area. Where they bring, you know, the cheats and the scoundrels.
Yeah, we got them back here in security concepts.
Yeah. So, where are you at? Did you come?
Oh, how did you get there? I'm at the front desk.
Okay. Well, here's the thing. I hit that hooker. And Dwight, you told me, it's a hooker. It doesn't matter that much, right? But, I mean, either way, I got to have my best friend kind of get me out of this mess.
Well, the problem is we're going to take him down here. Las Vegas PD is on their way. He's going to need about $2,500 to get bailed out.
Oh, man, this is a bummer, man. I mean, Asian guy, you are my best friend now, right? I mean, you can help me out, can't you?
Dude, I'm like a rock bottom broke, dude.
No! I don't need the money. I need a best friend. That's what
I need. Wait a minute. Ryan, you said this guy's idea for you to punch that hooker.
Well, yes and no. He's my best friend, so he encouraged me.
Best friend or not, he just said that he was bottom broke. Were you trying to rob that hooker to give him money?
No. I got money. My dad. Here's the thing. Hey, I'm. Can I talk to my best friend alone for a minute? Just for a minute. Can you?
It's against protocol.
Just for a minute, buddy.
Well, you can do it. It's against protocol, but I'm gonna go get a burrito.
Okay. All right. Hey, Asian guy. All right, he's gone now. All right. No, I don't need your money. I got money. What I can't do is get arrested again because I can't have them cops, you know, investigating in on me and find out I'm, you know that I'm smoking some of that soil that has the fungi on it from Brazil. That's not good. So here's what I need you to do. I'm going to need you to help me bust out of here. Can you do that?
What?
Yeah, I need to bust out of here.
Where are you in Golden Nugget?
I'm in the back security area. There's a back security.
Okay, let me go to the security area. How do you get to the security area?
Oh, no, but I need you to bust me out. All right, so if you go to the back, and you find a guy. And what I need you to do is I need you to go get the nunchucks.
Nunchuck? I don't have nunchucks right now.
The pawn shop. Get them at the pawn shop. Damn it. Damn it. It was a good idea. I guess we'll scrap that idea, but it was going to work. What I wanted you to do was to flip around the nunchucks to distract everybody. And then I'll come busting out of the back. And then, I don't know, maybe we'll jump in a, you know, we'll go steal a Buick or something.
Okay,
we'll gun it.
Like, if you're in Golden Nugget, I can go help you talk to the guy. Like, that's about it. But, like,
I need a distraction.
I don't got nunchucks. I don't got money to buy nunchucks.
Can you do jump kicks?
What?
Can you do jump kicks? If you start doing jump kicks,
I'm wearing Crocs.
You're wearing what?
I'm wearing Crocs.
Then take them off.
I can't jump in these.
Then take them off, and I need you to live your inner Asian, man, okay? And just jump kick left
to
right.
Okay, I'll try, man. Like, honestly, I'll try. I'll give a shot. Like, where are you at? How can I help you?
I need you to just start doing jump kicks right where you're at, and I will bust out the back. And I will run, and then we'll go on the run together.
I just did a jump kick. All right.
Do six more.
What? That's too tiring, man.
No, no.
You think I'm athlete or something?
All right, three more. Three more jump kicks, right where you stand. All right. Are you getting attention?
Hey, what the hell's going on here?
Nothing. We're just trying to, talking.
Did the Asian guy hang up? Let me tell you this. For a bag of weed, I'll let you go.
Okay. Hey, Asian guy. You got any...
Oh, wait, he's still on the phone. He heard me say that?
Yeah, no. He's cool, man. He's my best friend. We're down for each other. So do you got any weed?
Asian no, guy? I don't have any.
Okay.
Like, oh, hey, dude, I'm a Golden Nugget, honestly, though.
I am, too. I'm in the back. I need to get the hell out of here.
Oh. All right, I go find you in the security area.
Wait a minute,
yes.
I'm looking at the cameras now. Are you the Asian guy in the Crocs?
Yeah, that's him.
Yeah, I got the cameras on him.
Yeah.
Hey, Bill, keep watching the Asian guy.
All right.
So,
where are you guys?
He's in Section C. Keep the camera on him, Bill.
All right, they're watching you. This is okay. They're watching you. Just to prove it's you, can you do a jump kick again just so he can verify that he's watching the right guy? He'll let me out.
I just did a jump kick.
Hey, Token.
I just did like it.
Ryan.
Yeah.
Look at this.
Yeah?
Yeah, take a look at this.
What is that?
Yeah, it's my dick.
Why are you showing me that?
Franks and beans, baby. Franks and beans.
I think this guy's trying to get me to give moral sex so I can leave. This is kind of messed up.
Hey, Bill, send the team to collect the Asian. Send them.
Get out of there. Asian guy, get out of there. Get out of there. They're sending the team after you. Go. Get out of the nugget now. Get.
What?
Don't you warn him. Go. Hey, tell red team to go. Red team, go.
Get out of there. The red team's coming after you. The security's... Get out of there. They're going to get you. He's going to make me give him fellatio. Get out of there, man. You're my best friend. You can't give fellatio. Get out of there. Get out of there, quick. Leave.
Leave. This fucking guy's warning him. Go.
Where are you?
No, red I'm in the back.
Go.
They're
red
coming.
Team go.
He's sending people after you right now. They're watching you. Leave. Walk out the front door now. Quick.
Operation Yellow Fever is a go.
After me.
Dad, they want to get you, and they're going to make us give more of oral sex, so get out of there.
He has a device. Proceed with caution. He has a device.
Get out of there, man. You're my best friend. I'm sorry I drug you into this. Oh, shit, man.
He's Asian. I believe he has nunchucks.
Are you
proceed
leaving?
With caution.
Are you leaving? Asian guy? Best friend Asian guy? Come on, leave, please.
Yeah, the one of the Crocs. Get him. You get the handcuffs?
Are you getting out of there?
Proceed. No, he may be a ninja. Proceed with caution.
Asian guy.
Yeah.
Are you out?
I know you guys are not in the security area. I'm going to ask 24 karat.
Sorry, what'd you say?
I said, I'm going to come after you. Like, I'm going to go ask the 24 karat.
Okay. What are you going to ask them?
Yeah. I'm going to ask them where's the security area.
Okay.
Don't worry, all right? I'm going to come get you.
I just appreciate it,
stay
man.
Stay relaxed.
All right, I'll relax.
Red team. Relax. He's coming to us.
Just make sure you drive carefully.
What?
I need you to drive carefully. You are driving through the casino, right?
No, I'm like in the casino.
Yeah,
I'm
but you're the... No, but I know you're in it, but you drove your car in, right? So we can hurry up and jump in and bust out of there. But drive carefully. Don't run people over.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, he's doing spin kicks now. He's singing Secret Asian Man. Be careful.
All right. So, is there a secret word? Is there a secret word or anything he needs to tell security to get back here, Officer Dwight?
Yeah. Secret word is Virginia Tech.
I honestly don't know. No. But if I do know, I'll let you know. I'm at the...
Yep.
Yeah?
Dwight's going to give you the keyword to get back here and use a different one.
Yeah, the keyword is Virginia Tech. Password, candy bar.
Okay, so apparently to get back here, get up to that desk, tell them Virginia Tech, and then tell them password candy bar.
All right. Let me know where to go. All right. Delta is here. Going towards lobby.
You better hurry there, buddy. Listen, buddy.
Swat helmet.
Listen, Tolkien, I'm about to shove this nightstick right up your ass.
Please don't do that. Okay, well, where's that front desk? Are you anywhere near that front desk you were at? Was there somebody there?
I'm heading towards the front desk.
All right.
A lot of civilians.
Keep the cameras on.
A lot of civilians watching, man.
He's heading back to the front desk. Keep the cameras on him.
Okay. All right. Now, is there somebody at the front desk?
No, he was doing fucking jump kicks by the front desk. Keep the camera on him.
I don't see you, man.
No, but I need you to go up to the person at the front desk and tell them the password to security is Cactus. And then they'll bring you back.
Password has been changed.
Okay.
Are you for real though? I don't know, man.
Sir,
like, it is way too much. Alright.
Sir, the new password.
If you want to meet up with me, we'll go have a drink.
I do. I'm in the back, cool. Dude. You need to come back here and get me. What you need? Go ahead and tell him the password.
Listen,
Officer,
sir.
Right?
The new password.
I don't know, man. I'm
going to
gas station right now. I'll buy something to drink.
Sir, the new password is all I want is bam bam.
I'm gonna go buy some drink at a gas station.
Okay, which gas station are you going to?
I'm going to Chevron.
The Chevron?
Yeah, Golden Nugget.
Oh, right by the Golden Nugget, the Chevron? Okay.
Hey, guy, he's heading over to the Chevron. Send a team.
Okay.
Yeah, maybe we meet there if you still want to meet up.
Okay, well, I gotta get out of this back security room, man. But I'll try, okay?
If not, then just meet me another time. Or
red team go,
me.
Red team go, red team go.
Okay. Alright, man, thanks for coming. You're an awesome friend. Go to that Chevron, get yourself a drink. I'm gonna call my uncle. He can probably get me out of here.
Operation Hot Dog is a go.
Okay.
I mean, if you want to go, because I'm down to see the midgets shoot through the cannons or whatever.
Yeah, extremely obese fat women. We can also get with them too. So I'm down, man. I gotta get my uncle to get to. These guys want money to get out of here. You don't have money. My uncle can get into my bank account. So I'm going to get a hold of him. Why don't you go to Chevron and get yourself a drink, and I'll call
you
in a little bit.
I have your uncle on the line. Give me just a second.
Okay.
Okay, how about this? I'll go check you out at security. If you're not security, I'm just going to go.
Okay. But you got to tell them. But you got to tell them all I want is Bam Bam. And then they'll know that I'm back here, that you're with me.
All you want is what?
Go up to security and tell them, password is all I want is Bam Bam.
Who's that?
No, that's how they know that you're with me. If you just tell them that.
Oh, shit, that's too much. You call your uncle then? I don't know. Like,
are you going to the
Chevron? Your name? Yeah.
All right. Are you going to the Chevron then?
Yeah, I'm going to go Chevron. So if you want to kick you later,
yeah.
How long does it take you
to get to Chevron?
I'm disconnecting this call.
How long does it take you to get to Chevron?
Call terminated.
Like 5 minutes.
Okay. Well, I'll try to call you in a few minutes. I'm going to see if my uncle can get me out of this jam. But man, I appreciate the help. And then maybe we can still get those midgets tonight. I really hope so.
Yeah, like, let me know, alright?
Alright, alright, thanks, man. Thanks, Asian guy.
Alright.
Thanks.
Alright,
my God.
I'd say you wait 5 minutes to tell me you busted out.
Well, we can also call the Chevron. Oh, my God, it's 1 o'clock. Are we picking on a retard? Are we, like, mentally handicapped guy? Or is he just dumb?
He must really want friends. Or actually, that $2,000 is probably what's driving him.
Yeah, he's broke. He already told me that. And I told him he could live in my 14... He could live in the third hallway of my 14-room bedroom home.
I tried to drag him in. I'm like, wait a minute.
Did you punch the hooker to give him money? Dude, how funny was it? Because you didn't hear the call earlier. How funny was it when he says, I still want to go see the midget shoot on the cannon? You missed that shit, dude. I said that we'd go get midgets from foreign countries and we'd shoot them out of the cannon. They'd go flying like 90 feet.
He totally ignored the red team go, red team go. He's like, go back to the front desk.
Yeah, and
keep the cameras on him.
If you want him to say too many words, he can't. Do you think that he actually did jump kicks?
I don't know. He sounded kind of winded when he said it.
Do you think there was an Asian guy in the Golden Nugget doing jump kicks because we wanted to do prank phone calls?
That's not out of the norm for the fucking Golden Nugget. There's Asians in there doing flips and kicks and shit all the time.
I can't believe that. So, who fucking said that, man? Who said that when they... I was like, no, don't say that when the keywords Virginia Tech. Yeah, you want an Asian...
Somebody said it in chat.
Yeah, that's why I said, no, don't say that. Virginia Tech.
I'm sorry, I was sitting there looking...
The keyword is Virginia Tech. There's this slow fucking Asian with a 1,000-mile stare who just came up to the security and said Virginia Tech. That's not a good idea.
I used to love, like, they used to blame the video game that I played for that fucking massacre that Asian kid did.
Yeah.
Counter-Strike is fucking horrible. That's what the kid was playing. I'm like,
dude,
I've been playing that shit for years,
dude,
and I don't have the urge to go kill people.
Well, you remember the DC Sniper, right?
Yeah.
When that shit was going on, me and my buddy Band were so fucking pissed, because first of all, they would cut to video game clips of... It was a... because you know how people would mod the shit out of Counter-Strike? Because Counter-Strike's old as hell. Counter-Strike's probably like 99 or something like that. And people, they made some mod where it was a sniper mod, right? So literally, you would have to use the AWP and you're way far away. And they were sitting there showing that shit and trying to say... there was profilers. This is why I don't believe in profilers, because profilers are idiots. Because he was like, okay, I can tell you that it's going to be likely a team of white males between the ages of 17 and 22 who play lots of video games. Turned out to be some black dude with his fucking stepson who just was nuts.
I used to get pissed like when I'd play Office in that game and some asshole would be sitting in that front room with the op or the fucking auto sniper and they'd fucking just be blasting people down the hallway. So I'm like, as an admin, I'm fucking like, okay, slay, fucking kick you, I'm unbinding all your keys. Fuck you.
Yeah. Alright, so...
So everyone should be happy that I fucking mellowed out here in the PCN chat as an admin.
So I would, who here thinks that Asian guy is a good call? Because I'm, well, let me go to the chat room for this one, because I don't want to, I probably won't edit up a bunch of shit, but anybody want to share with me what you think is worth editing? I don't know. This is the first time I've done this. Maybe nobody gives a shit. But.
I don't know. That whore I talked to was pretty good.
The one with the maniac laugh also.
Okay, crazy laugh?
Yeah.
All right, I'm just going to give myself notes so I don't got to listen to the whole fucking show.
Yeah. So that last lady, the one I talked to, got George's dick fucking going.
John says no edits. John, is that an insult?
I got to go back my last show and fucking edit some shit. I got a couple calls edited already.
So crazy laugh. Asian guy's worth it, right? Asian guy, especially that, yeah, Asian guy.
Yeah. Do some jump kicks. I'm in Crocs.
Yeah, you should have heard the shit I was talking to him about, too, dude. It was crazy. Like, I was talking to him about taking care of, like, besides beating that hooker, the other thing was taking care of the Jew problem.
Oh, yeah, the XYZ says the tranny one was good.
Oh, tranny. Yeah, there you go.
I love that fucking her husband's response.
Yeah, that's a quick one, too.
You soft nigga. And I'm like, whoa.
Yeah, that was pretty good. Alright, perfect.
I had a guy yell at me the other day. His name's Joe.
No, what's Nova mean by that? Edit two other calls together, make it seem like they're talking. That's funny. Yeah. That would be funny. Alright. Well, let's do, why don't we go ahead and do what did we learn today?
Mm-hmm.
Alright. I guess we'll let Dwight go first. Dwight, what did you learn today?
Shit, I was only here for like an hour and a half. I should have something. I found out that actresses / models will do anything for money, including being a part of a Let Me Beat Your Fucking Wife campaign. You like how I did that? I did that about as slow as that fucking Asian.
Yeah. All right. Trainwreck, what did you learn this week?
Well, like Dwight say, people are willing to do anything for cash, I guess. Yeah.
Hold on a second. RBCP messaged and he says, wait.
Yeah, you take that to me, yeah.
Okay, it says, Colin Drive, careful candy bar, passwords, Bancho. Okay, yeah. Okay. And then yeah. RBCP says, way to abandon the show, jerk. Wait a minute. What does he mean by that?
Because I was saying that I have to go, but
He was saying it to you.
Yeah.
Okay, I got it. No, that's cool. I typically end at one anyways. So, unless we're like on a roll.
They're fucking trying to talk me into doing an after show.
Let's see. What did I learn this week? Oh, yeah. Fuck. Let's go see if the room typed in anything. Nothing.
Yep. Oh no, Evil Idea has a good point. Read his.
Which one?
The one he just typed right there. Evil Ideas.
Evil Ideas. Soft bottom niggas? That? Is that yep. What you're talking about?
Yep.
All right, what did I learn today? I learned that Asians in Crocs can do jump kicks in the Golden Nugget, and security doesn't care. I also learned that, truly, if I ever need a best friend, an Asian man... An Asian guy is likely where I'm going to go and get one. Because that dude was down.
An Asian guy with $2,000.
Yeah.
So you were only asking for, what, 60 hours a month to collect...
$2,000.
$8,000? No, oh yeah, $2,000.
Yeah.
I mean, that's not bad.
No, it's basically like, I think I did the math, it's like $25 an hour or something like that. So it's not bad to hang out with somebody.
I'm just looking. People want an after show. I don't want to put too much effort in. I'm just looking to see if there's blog talk shit going on. Hold on.
I learned Asians rent nunchucks instead of buying them. Jazztown. Dude, you missed that call because that's what he kept saying. He's like, dude, I can rent them. I can rent the nunchucks. He was saying.
Okay, it's yeah. Like, Tabachi, I'll do a little bit of a show because that. Crazy fucker Ron Rick is still on that we butt slammed last time.
Alright, let's see, Bill Mann. I learned not to mention Arby's name to a judge. I don't know what that means. Did I miss something there? I learned models expect to be talked to like hookers. Yeah, dude, that was pretty crazy. I learned that Hitler could have hired a bunch of slow agents to get rid of the Jews instead of using the SS. That's the best one of the night. Oh, XYZ, that is fucking funny. I learned that girls who are desperate to be on camera will talk about how many they can put, how many fingers they can put in their ass. Perfect. I learned not to stick my penis in the electrical outlet. I think we missed that, Nova. I learned that Dr. Pepper time is 10, 2, and 4 o'clock. I don't know what that means, RV, but that's funny. Does that reflect any prank? Or is that something that happened in Arby's life? Okay. Alright, guys. I think that was a pretty decent show. It wasn't horrible. Didn't have a lot on. Ken. I learned not to fuck the whole of a Mountain Dew can. Aluminum could cut the tip of your penis. Hurts. Okay. Okay. Alright, guys. I'm going to go ahead and end the show. I mean, it's been a good show. Let me go ahead and get my song queued up here. If anybody gets any ideas for next week, let me know. I don't have any right now, and I'm taking requests. I guess that's what I'm saying. I'm taking requests, god damn it. Just go ahead and you can private message the Phone Larking Facebook, or you can, you know, put it out in public. It's up to you. So, all right. Thanks for listening. Awesome show. Thanks for being on, Trainwreck. It's awesome to have somebody who's willing to help edit when I need it, because it's hard for me to keep up sometimes. So,
you're welcome.
All right. Yep, not a problem. Thanks for being on, Dwight, and thanks all you guys for listening. This is
Cum Dumpster.
This has been The Art of Phone Larking. Good night, everyone.
Everything you do.